Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire tour? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, and right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational track to see successful guests promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone to the show tonight. Tonight, of course, how can you not know what today is? Today is July the 20th, 2012, and you're live in The Remix. Now, we have a very special show planned for you this evening. This is going to be the show that we're going to do tonight, Friday night. Brother Panic is coming on. He's doing occult Q&A questions, talking about the show. You guys know what's going on this weekend. Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be live in the ATL. Brother Panic is going to be hosting him tonight. Where have you been on the planet if you don't know that's going down? So tonight you can find out if you're going to be showing up live, what you need to do to get yourself ready and all geared up to hear this very powerful message that Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be sharing with you, or if you want to do it via live stream. How you can do that. Brother Panic's going to tell you about all of that, and we're going to be doing that right here live on The Remix tonight. So good to see you guys in the house tonight. Woo! What a busy-ass week. I don't know about you guys, but it has been a week. It has been a very, very busy week. And so I want to thank each and every one of you guys for being present here and being here tonight live in a form. We got a lot of things that we're going to be covering. We're going to dance a little bit, kind of move around, kind of get our energy all kind of worked up and do that. But it's been a busy, busy week. So many things. So let's touch on a few things. But first, I want to give a big shout out to all of our international listeners who are out there listening. It is so good to have you guys in the house tonight. And this week that I've done readings, I've had a chance to connect with some of you who are very close and some of you who live in far, far corners of the world. And it has been pretty amazing. Let me say, the readings this week off the hook. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that a little later, and we'll talk about that. But just some great things going on right now. I want to talk about those. We have a couple of ashes that we'll be doing tonight. I'm sure that Brother Panic will mention them. I'll mention them as well, too. So I want to give ashe to everyone who's made their transition. Big transition time going on right now across the globe, as you guys know. So we're going to talk about that. Miss Melanie made her transition. You know, want to give an ashe to her. You know, she was a part of KRS-One also there. And then also jazz musician, his wife, I can't think of her name, Corrine Davis made her transition as well, too. Very instrumental in the jazz sector, in the jazz reading. So we have some sisters out there making their transitions. Ashe to them and to all of our family members out there. Peace and blessings to them as they continue on their path and their journey. Now, I also want to say this, a lot of great things going on as well, too. Very exciting time that we're in right now. And Brother Panic's going to come on. He's going to take some of your occult questions. So the first thing I want to do is to go ahead and give you guys the call-in number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's the number. Once you get on the line, press 1. You guys know the deal. The lines are going to fill up very quickly if they're not already filled up. So if you have a question you want to ask Brother Panic, this is the time to get yourself on over so that you can press 1 and get on the phone lines and be there ready to receive once Brother Panic opens up the lines and we start to take questions. Another celebration going on. I want to give a big shout out to everybody who's in the Kim Business Class. First time ever done the Kim Business Class, the new way of doing business, the business of the self. The graduating 25 who graduated the class, amazing brothers and sisters. You will be hearing from them. Now, I also want to say this, and a big shout out to Brother Bilal. He also co-facilitated the class with me. Amazing brother there. Great energy. He's been on the remix. He came on just recently and talked about the 12 disciplines. Now, the other thing I want to say, for those of you, because I've been getting emails from everyone all over the world, and yes, we had international brothers and sisters on the call in the Kim Business Class as well, too. They were in the lab doing their chemistry and all of those great things. We're getting ready to start another Kim class. If you're interested, you need to email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, @gmail.com. And in subject line, KYM, Know Your Magic Class. You need to put that in there so that we know. The dates are coming up very soon. So if you're interested, you want to be a part of the Kim business, the business of the self, the new way of doing business, you need to email me. Next thing I want to tell you guys, this 646-652-2711 is the number to call for your occult questions. That's the number. If you want to come over and join us in the chat room, you are certainly free to do that. All you have to do, get yourself over, www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix, all one word. Come on in. If you're a guest and this is your very first time, let me say welcome to you. So good to have you in the house. Just step on in. Click the button at the very bottom. Tell us who you are. Sign up with your name and the Remix family will make you feel right at home and very, very welcome. So you can come on in and tell us who you are. The Remix family will make you feel right at home there. And so you can come in. We're going to get into the show, you guys, so much. Want to say thank you to everyone who's purchasing the Oracle cards. Can't say enough about that. Really, I can't say enough about that. Amazing. Amazing. If you don't have the deck, you need to get the deck. www.missblueblast.com/cards, all one word, CARDS. And it's step by step. You can do your thing. Do your magic there. Or get the Know Your Magic audio workbook. It's helped so many around the world. www.missblueblast.com. Want to take care of all of that. And thank you guys for doing the best investment, the investment in yourself. Now, the other thing that I want to talk to you guys about tonight is that I want you guys to say thank you to everyone who listened to the new show that I've done, the Soulful Readings. And I want you to know that Sunday night is going to be another soulful night. And let me tell you why. Because Brother Panic is going to be hosting the lecture, right? So there's not going to be a remix at the normal time because I'm going to be watching Brother Wayne Chandler in the ATL. And so you need to be doing that too. But then at around 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to do a show, Soulful Readings. And so you can join me. We're going to do readings. We're doing them during the melanin hours. It was so much fun. Those of you who were there, the Soulful Readings, I got all of your emails about it. And I'll be doing nothing but readings free all night. You can call in. We kind of use some nice little music. We kind of chill out. And I just really just channel all that energy from the divine. So Sunday night, you know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be checking out Brother Panic and Brother Wayne Chandler. Don't want to miss that. So as soon as Brother Panic comes on, he's going to give you instructions on how you can be a part of this. If you're in the ATL and you're close, let me tell you, Memorex, nothing like seeing something in live living color. If you can get the opportunity to go forth and see Brother Wayne Chandler in person and reach out and touch him, you need to do that. Trust me, you need to do that. So you can definitely email Brother Panic at AtlantaLectures at hotmail.com to find out how you can get your ticket, how you can go and see Brother Wayne Chandler in person. So now we're going to listen to a little bit of music here. Move ourselves around. Yeah, we're going to move ourselves around. And I get to pick the music tonight. You know, usually for the show, Brother Panic picks his own music. And oh boy, it's been one of those nights tonight. So we're going to hear Baby Blue first. Of course, we must do that. Hear a little bit of Baby Blue as we open up and get ready for Brother Panic. He's going to come on and talk to us about all the things going on here. So good to see you guys in the house tonight. It's remix time, you guys. You know what time it is. You know what time it is.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wayne, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, everyone, welcome to the remix. Go ahead and get yourself up. We're going to dance a little bit and just kind of move around to some music here. It's been one of those long weeks. And by the way, I want to say this to everyone who's out there and you guys listening as you get yourself situated. I see my international listeners are in the house. The UK is in the house tonight. Of course, London is in the house tonight. I know Japan is in the house tonight. Amsterdam is in the house tonight, always in the house tonight. Big ups to everyone who's listening out there in Sweden. Got some emails from Sweden. Those of you listening from all parts of the world, we just want to welcome you here. It's the remix. It's a remix time, so you know how we do. So we're going to get up wherever you are. And if you're not on that phone line, you're going to wish you were. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And we're getting ready to welcome Brother Panic. We're going to do Q&A, a little bit of celebrating. Brother Wayne Chandler is coming down to the ATL. Brother Panic is going to be hosting him. And what an amazing share it's going to be this weekend. And there's no excuses. You can be there. You can see this. And you'll get to hear all of the details of how. You know how you can reach out to Brother Panic for all of your magical needs. Brother Panic, panicpack@hotmail.com. We'll talk about that and so much more right after this. So get up, move around, shake a little tail feather, you know, jump up and down, and have some fun as we get ready to get into the show.
There's
this just don't make no kind of sense. Walking around here is so intense. You make my
heartbeat.
You make my feel
so weak.
Moving all around, from my head to the ground. You make my
heartbeat.
You make my feel
so weak.
Cause everything you said went right straight to my head.
Everyone, heartbeat. Oh, love that song. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you're live in the remix. Brother Panic's getting ready to come on in just a second. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. The chat room is open, www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. You can come on in, make yourself feel right at home, and be welcome. We're glad to have you in here tonight. So let's go ahead and bring Brother Panic on the line. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Panic.
Peace.
Yes, yes, yes.
How come I'm just finding out Miss Melody dead? What's going on around here?
Wait a minute. You didn't know I kind of...
Motherfucker, the show, that's it. The show is canceled. Miss Melody's dead.
Miss Melody, oh, shade of Miss Melody. The sister was holding it down back when it wasn't even cool for
no, oh, ladies first. Ladies. Nah, man, I ain't buying it. Shit, man, we'd play the Jack of Spades tonight. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
Right, man. Anything goes. Damn, Miss Melody, what'd she die from?
She actually, they haven't really said the cause of death as of yet.
They haven't
announced officially the cause of death in her transition. But it really, really has some things to do with, I'll just tell you what I pick up. It has to do with her heart. Actually, this song was perfect. Heartbeat.
So she was listening to Heartbeat, huh?
Yeah, it was the heartbeat, yeah.
Yes. Miss Melody.
Miss Melody. Boy. Yeah.
Reminds you of how fucking old you are.
Whatever.
Melody. Nah, man, I ain't buying it.
Yes. Miss Melody, that's
Miss
right.
Melody is out of here.
Yeah,
She left the earth for the sucker.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
So we'll get by the next time.
Yes.
We talk. We're gonna hear some hot Miss Melody shit, believe me. I wasn't even into Miss Melody, but goddamn it, we're gonna get down with Miss Melody.
That's right. Self-destruction. You're headed for self. Yeah, she was a part of Self-Destruction, that whole collaboration. She was one of the female MCs there with Self-Destruction, yeah. So she did her thing there. Yeah.
She was the one who fucked KRS-One into some good rhymes.
You know what?
Melanie had an apartment early on. Go up there, get some greens and shit of Miss Melody. You know what I'm saying? You know you get to play that Miss Melody. Maybe we're going to even start that shit tonight. You know you get to play that Miss Melody. You hungry, baby? Going to Miss Melody.
Yeah, that sister did her thing. She did. She was a part of that whole thing, like you said, with KRS-One. So
yeah. I was a lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were married. They were married for some time. Yeah. Wow. Well, just
she must really know how to boil a pot of greens, boy.
You know,
there's one guy right in it.
Yes, they were together.
You're gonna get at Miss Melody. See what.
Yes. Powerful sister. Two more days. I'm excited. Brother Wayne Chandler coming to the ATL.
Mm-hmm. Ancient Future Revisited.
Revisited. Yes.
Ladies first. You rock that shit too, though. Ooh, ladies first.
Yes. Yeah.
You should have been on. That's Queen Latifah. Huh? She should have been on that one.
I think that's the remix. She is on that. Mm-hmm.
She got on the remix of that? Live in the remix?
Yeah, I believe she was with that.
Of course she was. I mean, that shows you how old I don't even remember rap music no more. Ooh, ladies first. So we gonna give it Miss Melody. That's gonna be some easy llama dama shit. I'm gonna tell you that right now. So yes, yeah. Brother Wayne will be here 2 days. It's gonna be a big thing.
Yes,
Wayne will be in the building. We are talking about Ancient Future Revisited. Like I said, if you ain't there and you could be there, then you should be ashamed of yourself. You shouldn't be listening to the remix today. You should retire your blog talk username and password. Of course, this is where you want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very easy to get there. Very easy in the Atlanta area. You want to make this. Let me get this information out.
Okay.
Wayne, we're going to be at the ASI Art Space. That's 1192 Huff Road, H-U-F-F Road, Northwest Atlanta, GA, 303184, you GPSers. And that's the ASI Art Space. You want to get there, get a nice juicy ticket, some nice information. It's going to be a thing, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to have the Brother Jerry talk in the beginning. He's going to talk about Orgone Energy. So, you know, it's a double whammy jammy. And then Wayne's going to come over and bring us home with Ancient Future Revisited. He's going to tell you the practical way to apply the laws of Tahuti or the Kabbalion. And if you read his book, which you should have read, you will understand how thorough he is in that area, that teaching he did. So for him to revisit it and give you an update, it's absolutely insane. It is something you don't want to miss. And for those of you, and I only extend this to those of you across the sea and across the country, you don't get to live 3 miles away and go to the web stream. You get what I'm saying? You don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. That's a failure. You know what I mean? You failed doing that. So you don't get to live in the driving distance and say, F it, I'm just going to log on. You know what I'm saying? You lazy, black summer my gun. You need to bring your ass there. We need faces in the place. You know what I'm saying? Because as much work as this takes.
Yes.
Listen, Wayne is coming tomorrow. I still haven't went to Whole Foods to buy his organic salads and shit yet. You get what I'm saying? So as much work as this shit, every day this week I went out to do something. You know what I'm saying? This shit right here is not a game. Y'all remixes, niggas, let me down. Oh, my God. Y'all going to feel it for the next 5 remix shows. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to come and support. Like I said, primarily, this is for the information. This is not a lucrative
not at all.
Business.
Yeah.
Not a lucrative business. Unless you do it 24 hours. It's just too much effort. Shit. What I paid in parking alone just to go to them damn African street festivals that hand out flyers. And see, remember, I do radio, so they don't know my face. Y'all niggas is cool. You know what I'm saying? All this heart chakra shit, kiss my ass. You think I'm just a regular nigga handing out flyers? Niggas doing some foul shit. I want no flyer, nigga. I'm like, but you got dreads on, though. What's that all about? You know what I'm saying? Oh, just drop it in the bag. I said, bitch, I will steal your wallet. You open that bag like that again. Fucking around with me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting there like, niggas ain't got none of that hard shit. A lot of, I come with my humble shit. Yeah, brother, here's some information that you might like. Yeah, nigga, whatever.
Like, wow.
You son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, like, other than that, you know what I'm saying? And see, you got to remember, anybody I hand a flyer to, that ain't no good money because they ain't going to buy an Urban Pack. Only remixes really know because I started show. So at least last time I made up for the shit in Urban Pack. But y'all really wouldn't do this if y'all was me. So a big part of this is about the information, blessing Remix family, you know what I'm saying, having everybody on some meet and greet level. It's a little bit about the social event with a purpose, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but like I said, the web stream for those who are in extreme circumstances that can't make it, you know what I'm saying? Your support is so, so needed, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To make me feel like, okay, it was worth it. You know, you know, this came and learned. When we did it with Aleem, you know what I'm saying, so many people came, and what made it worth it was people saying, I've never seen nothing like this before at a live lecture. And you won't.
Right.
Believe you me, what you see here ain't got nothing to do with blog talk, none of these things that you've gotten used to by doing this from the comfort of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a live lecture, it's the, all that melanin, conscious melanin in one room, that alone is worth the trip. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
That alone is worth the trip. And, you know, Wayne is one who's going to bring up that energy with them damn all them sounds, shit. They're going to have some energy, you know what I'm saying? They're going to walk out there with a clean liver and learn something, you know what I mean? If you have the ability and you on the fence, you know what I mean, now's the time to go. I mean, it's going to be a nice thing now, Wayne did, because there's other forms of folk out here, you know, radio shows and so on. And, you know, Wayne did a lot of that promotion, you know what I mean? They had all these African festivals. Everybody with an onk got a Wayne flyer.
Okay.
I went to the Ray Hagen Professor Griff lecture.
Right.
You know, Illuminati hip hop in the church.
Mm. Yeah.
So they'll be there. You know, they pumped it up. So those folks will be there. So we did a lot of hand to hand where you could meet other onkers just like yourself.
Yes.
Other
yes.
Hotepers, other Kente Clothers, just like yourself. This is kind of something you want to do. So make your way there. If you want to buy tickets in advance, more than welcome. Email AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. If you need web stream information, AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com, and I'll pass you on to the person who is handling the web for further instructions. If you want to buy tickets, get on the list, you plus whoever, and we rolling with it. That means you just walk in on some VIP shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be something. It's going to be something. It's going to be the thing that you don't want to miss. You know what I mean? So get your face in the place. Make me want to do this shit again. You know what I'm saying? Y'all fail now?
Don't do it.
Ain't gonna be nothing. I ain't got nothing for y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? Just gonna get on the remix and tell jokes.
Mm-hmm.
No science.
Right. And just so we can know, can you give out the time of it?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta give the time out, and I want to tell you something really funny after that. Go ahead.
Doors will open at 2 p.m. We will start about 3 p.m.-ish with the opening speaker. Wayne will speak after the opening speaker. So you walk up in the doors at 2 p.m. Be there at 2 p.m. We will turn the webcam on maybe 2, 3, or whatever. The webcam will be set up. So even if we turn it on, because people who have paid, the camera will come on at 2 o'clock. And so you'll be able to see people sitting down. We'll move it around. You can see your fellow remixers get in the building.
Right,
so on and so forth. So 2 o'clock. And
2 o'clock.
We'll be shutting around 10 p.m. or when Wayne should finish, we'll be shutting it down and so on and so forth. But we have the building to 10. You get what I'm saying? There are going to be plenty of vendors, plenty of food vendors, so you'll be able to get your crunch on, your munch on, buy a new onk and a rock, a sock and a lock. And it'll be on. So
all right, beautiful.
You said you wanted to tell me something about the time.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. You said 2 p.m. and it's going to be Eastern Standard Time. And can you give out the address one more time? And don't forget, you guys, AlanaLectures@Hotmail.com is how you can get all of the details. If you're coming, if you're in the Atlanta area and you want to get in touch with Brother Panic, definitely make sure that you do reach out to him immediately so you can get all of these details, get yourself situated, set up, and go over the night. Is this going to be a two-night event or a one-night event?
A one-night event because not many people are asking me for the two-night, which I wanted to do.
Right.
But, we're still trying to establish. This is not something I'm a pro at, so we're still trying to get this to a smooth level, start cutting down on some of this damn overhead. I mean, y'all might as well know, your family, this shit costs $3,000 to do.
Yeah.
So this ain't no easy thing. The fucking lot of herb pack money. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know it's hella hard to get a nigga to sell a nigga a herb pack. Because it takes that money, shit, niggas. I gotta bought me a big screen and a goddamn auction car. You know what I'm saying? A new fluffy mattress. There's so much other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So much other shit. So this costs a lot to put this shit out.
It's
really more. You know what I'm saying? 20 during this event, we went down there 3 days, the whole weekend. Each day to park, that was $20.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I have the brother Robert, who I want to thank now in advance. Real patient brother. You know what I'm saying? Almost mad I talked about the pork and beans on him because he's so cool. You know what I'm saying? He's been a big help. I want to thank him a lot. He's come every day, asked for no money. And drive wherever with no complaints. I've been paying him in pizza. You know what I'm saying?
He's stupid.
And he's been accepting it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's just like, yo, I just want to help. I just want to be down. I just want to learn. You know what I'm saying? One of the good-hearted brother. You know what I'm saying? Even now, he's still on the clock. You know what I'm saying? He's like, there was an interview I did. But his sister was here, and we stopped at 9:30.
Right.
So he waited, and he's driving her home, you know what I'm saying, for nothing. And then we still got to get Wayne's tomatoes and avocado tomorrow.
And his lettuce.
His lettuce, his romaine. So you know what I mean? We still got to get Wayne a beer, you know what I mean? So I want to thank that brother in advance. I mean, he went all out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not one complaint. You would almost think he was getting paid for it. And but food is the least I could do. So each time you ask again, so when you factor all of that in, shit, he's even like, shit, nigga, you need it. That's an expense alone. So I mean, it's very hard to do this. Y'all need to believe it's very hard to do this. And I'm not. This is for me. This is not for money. It's really for us to. The kind of, you know, because my idea is to put you on to what these are speakers that got me on. You'll never see a lecture when I'm doing internet phenomenons like myself. Because you can hear them on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Even though you can hear these elders, these master teachers on the internet, what I'm doing is, but they are from the lecture circuit. So I'm trying to make it old timey. On you folks. So y'all got to support that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to support these people because all that stuff, if for no other reason, all the stuff that you're watching on the internet for free, this is how they make their living.
Yes.
It got on the internet because somebody was filming and brung them in for a lecture.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, like I said, for me, this is going to go to paying Wayne and paying for the next one. If we can keep the party rolling. You get what I'm saying? What I am sick of is financing this shit with herb packs. It should be able to pay for itself. And that's only going to happen to us. By us. FUBU. For us, by us.
You did not say FUBU.
So we need to keep this thing. We need to keep the party rolling. It only is going to come from y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Beautiful.
Because I'll be real with you. Mm-hmm. And let me say this. I'll be real with y'all. And if you don't know, I'm gonna start doing classes.
Yeah.
The classes are going to be beginner classes, concepts, magic. It's going to be 4 weeks. You can email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. Just put classes in the subject, and I'll get you on the list. First, I'm going to do it to people in Atlanta, and then I'm going to do it via webcam for people who cannot make it here. Close to 200 people already emailed. So now I want you to look at it this way. I've been running my ass like into a hole in the ground for this lecture.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, for this class shit, which 200 people have already emailed saying, I want this class, I can do that shit from the comfort of my own home. So
right.
This shit ain't even about me struggling and trying to hustle.
That's right.
I just
want
to come cut on my home. And like I said, after all this shit is said and done, I can focus and finish up the book. So it ain't a personal hustle. This shit is really about bringing good information to the people. By good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is where it's coming from. Ain't no denying that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I'm saying that to tell you, like, no, I don't have to do this. This
right.
ain't like, I don't have to do this at all. This shit is a
right.
hindrance. You know what I'm saying? It only pays off if it did just like Aline did. I learned so much. Thank you for this. Good.
Yes.
So that's what it's about. So
yeah,
y'all need
so
to participate
true.
In that. Don't get lazy.
So true, you guys. So don't forget, email Brother Panic at AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com to find out if you cannot make it, but you definitely want to make sure you get with the web stream. Again, email, again, AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. And that's going to be for all of your questions. Some of you are saying, what about if you need any volunteers? That's going to be for all of that that's going on
yeah,
this weekend.
That's any lecture related thing, that's where you see me. You know what I'm saying? That's where
yeah.
you see me. You know what I mean? Any lecture-related thing. I mean, you know, like I said, the lectures are for y'all. This is
yeah.
another way to expand on some of the remix stuff, primarily
yeah.
that. You know, this is primarily for that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is where I run my mouth the most. Anything else, I hand out flyers. Like, I'm a flyer guy. You know, like them niggas be wearing them Statue of Liberty costumes. I'm doing that. And that's really outside. I don't even look at those people. Those people are actually helping to pay for the lecture. You know what I'm saying? You guys come. There will be herb packs in the building, cheaper priced, as always. And, you know, but this is about y'all. So any questions, if you want to help, you're helping Brother Panic, of course, and but you are helping the Remix family as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
you know, you're helping the party keep going. And, of course, the more successful it gets, the more crazier we can get.
Right.
Weekends. We can get
yeah.
mansions, weekends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, whatever it is we talking about, we can't do it. We ain't doing all that shit on herb pack money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Motherfucking
yeah, so
Sears
true.
Already called me, guys. You ready to pay for that fridge? I'm like, well, I'm gonna tell Sears. Brother Wayne is coming in this weekend.
Brother Wayne is coming. Can I hit you next
Brother
week?
Anyway, can we hold off? They're like, oh, no, nigga. What? And you need to explain why it's late.
You
need to earn back money to buy chairs.
Yes, and if you guys are in the chat room as well, then all you have to do is take a look. Both of the flyers are up, and they're also up on Facebook as well, too. Again, if you have any questions, you can do this. You guys can multitask. Email Brother Panic at AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. You can get all the details and make sure that you get yourself locked in and you have everything that you need. And we'll be talking about it some more during the show. Two things. One, I have a confession. Got to make that confession to Brother Panic. And then I got a funny story I want to tell you. But first, the confession first. Okay. So, all right. You know how everybody and their mama has been ordering the Oracle deck?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that me and Brother Panic talked about is that I'm going to be giving away some Oracle decks at the Atlanta
yeah.
lecture. However, I've just been informed they're not going to make it there again.
Oh,
I know. And because I don't want Brother Panic to give away his deck, here's what we're going to do.
Y'all can get that off your mind right now.
Somebody said, tell him to give him. No, we're not going to do that. But here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make up some really nice certificates. And I'm going to email them to Brother Panic. And he's still going to give away the decks. and then you guys can just let me know who won, and I can make sure you get them. Again, so many people, the orders are so backed up. So if you've ordered a deck, whether you're in Sweden or whether you're living out and somebody ordered a deck in some part of Utah that I can't even pronounce the city name. So whatever part of the world that you're in and you're getting these decks, it's really, you know, I kind of put the energy out there. I said, I want a million people. There's over a million Remix listeners, and every single person I want to have that deck, plus everyone in their house. Well, those dreams are coming true real fast, and orders upon orders. We send them out once a week, and it takes a lot to really kind of produce them, but I can assure you everybody who's got them has been more than satisfied. It is more than you can imagine. So we're still going to do that. So that was the confession there, that they still could not get the order out as quick as I needed them to. So that's one. Then I want to tell you a funny story about somebody I did a reading for really quick today. I met an amazing family. We'll talk about them later. But I want to tell you about this brother who's actually, I think he's in the UK. Okay, so I go to do his reading. His first name is Jason. So, you know, my UK listeners, you know, we kind of do things on Skype and we do it another kind of way. But I go to look for his Skype name, and his Skype name is Hole Up Steve.
Hold up, Steve.
And he's in the chat room. I told him I was going to bust him out on this. So the whole time I'm doing the reading for him, I keep...
Wait a minute. Hold up, Steve. Hold up, Steve.
So...
Something right with that.
Yeah, hold up, Steve. So I am... Before I do the reading, you know, I'm kind of backed up. Those of you know, like, we get in the sessions. They kind of get a little long. But anyway, I contacted him to let him know we're going to be doing the reading tonight. I'm just kind of a little backed up. I'll be getting to you in a minute. Well, I couldn't get Hole Up Steve out of my head. So all of a sudden, I had to go run and do some things for Baby Blue, and I had to go to the store, come back, do another reading. And people was cutting me off in the car, and I found myself saying, Hold up, Steve. Wait a minute. Hold up, Steve. So I just kept saying, now, I know it's a story behind this. I don't even want to get to it, because I was doing an acoustic reading for him.
Right.
Which turned out to be amazing, by the way. But anyway, so we get in the reading, and I said, Hold up, Steve. Because he has an extremely long name. None, which Steve is in there. I said, you know, I want you to tell me the story about Hold up, Steve. And he said, I told him I was going to say it, so I know he's kind of embarrassed. He's in the chat room. I said, he said, well... He said, you know, I listen to music a lot. He said, and you know the song by Dr. Dre where he says, hold up, wait, that song mm-hmm. there. I said, yeah, I know that song. He said, well, I never get the words right. And I thought he was saying, hold up, Steve.
How do you get there with that, though? Hold up, Steve. How do you get there with that?
I said, hold up, Steve.
Yeah, hold up, though. Hold on, Steve.
I said, hold up, Steve. I said, you know what, Steve? I got to tell that story. Hold up, Steve. So anytime somebody has done anything.
Was he seven when it came out?
No, Steve is not. You know, I told Steve I can relate, because that's one of the things I've always done is sometimes get the words mixed up in the song. I don't think I've gotten it that mixed up, but I have gotten them pretty jacked up myself. So I could relate. I could relate to that. So anyway, next time you guys do something to
Hold up. Sherman, as long as you don't do the work, you good. As long as you're doing the work, you good. It's talking about hold up, Steve. That's a dude. He's like, oh, hold up. He making fun of his name. Sherman, as long as you do the work, you good. Sherman, as long as you do the work, you good. Like, what's his story?
For real.
He's like, hold up, Steve, man. Your name is Sherman. As long as you do the work, you good.
So I just kind of wanted to put that funny in there. And hold up, Steve, is in the chat room.
Oh, hold up, said panic. You call. Hold up, Steve. Come on, Steve. I ain't that cold. Hold up, Steve. Sound like one word. It sounded like an esoteric word. Hold up, Steve.
Hold up,
Steve. Hold up, Steve. Hold up, Steve.
So I have to say that. We are live in the remix, you guys, with Brother Panic, as always. Always. Q&A, occult questions. This is the night to get it in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. Ah, looks like the phone lines are full. See you guys there. So I'm going to wait for you. Hull up, Steve, and whenever you're ready.
we can start taking calls for, you know, we waste another one of me just talking shit. Listenership will drop.
All right. So we're going to go to the first caller. It looks like calling in from area code 508. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing, Panic? This is Barry. I'm
hey,
up
Barry.
In Boston this week. How you doing?
Chilling. What's going on, Barry?
Everything's all right. Listen, I had come by your house, and I picked up a Panic pack on July 3rd.
Oh, okay. You used to live in the one you used to live in Jersey?
Yeah. Lived in Jersey City, on the corner from
me. Yeah, right. I would say he knew me from Jersey just as the regular guy. And then he's like, I remember you from Jersey. I was like, sure, I wasn't home that day. You know what I'm saying? So I missed out. I thought he was going to come back the next day.
Hey, listen, man, I got ready to come back, man, and we had a deluge down there in Riverdale. I couldn't even get out the door, man. It was raining so hard. I don't know what it was doing when you was at, but it was raining, man. It was storming. So I said, well, I have to catch up another time, man, you know.
Yeah, that Satan is a motherfucker for that.
I'm telling you, boy. It could be raining on one side of the street and rain on the other side of the street down there.
Yeah, truck, shit, because, shit, we was cooking the fuck out.
I got ready to get out the door, man, open up the door, man, and just the world fell in, man, just rain everywhere. I said, well, I have to catch Brown later on, man, you know.
Satan ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? Satan ain't shit.
Hey, like I said, I'm Barry. I'm calling from Boston. My question is, I like to get in contact with my spirit guides and guardian angel, that type of thing. How do I do that?
That's what Miss Blue does, kid. That's what her readings are. She goes through all of that jazz. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Now you can find out depending on how deep you into channeling. You know what I'm saying? If that's the whole thing. If you're just starting out with channeling and you're not an adept, that's why Blue is here. You know what I mean? So she's the one. You got to get that reading, kid. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you're trying to channel, if you're trying to channel and find these things out, no lie, Sylvia Brown and the rest of them do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, what you can understand is this, too. Really, for us, those guardian angels and spirit guides, those are actually just forms of you. You know what I'm saying? So those
really?
They just gave them names to make it seem like something out there is, but it's actually you. You are protecting your black ass. You get what I'm saying? Like, especially conscious folks. You come down here with a purpose.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? As opposed to someone who just fell down here. And that purpose is always guided. You get what I'm saying? So it can be lived out by you. And so it's really, you're at the level where you are actually guarding yourself if you're conscious. If you are just a regular human being who, I don't know, I guess you could say nice or maybe worth something or will be worth something one day, then there's probably something sitting over you. Now, with us, if we say, oh, Anubis has always been with me, it's just that part of yourself that you're using. You know what I'm saying? Because all of them are you. It's just different forms of energy. So, if you fancy Anubis or if you fancy Set or whoever you fancy, is just that aspect that you need in this particular lifetime. You get what I'm saying? Because an angel is nothing but an angle of light. So all of these spirits are different angles of light. You get what I'm saying? Usually the way they do it for, you know, here's your spirit guide, it's just forms of you, just different forms of you. I mean, your animal guide, there's methods to find that out. I mean, for me, I never delved into it, because being panic and pan, you already know it's a goat. So I've never had to find a technique for that. You know what I'm saying? You can go to Sylvia Brown level. You can go to just the Barnes & Noble level and just throw a rock in the air and find a book on how to find your spirit guide. But, like I said, the most professional stuff coming out that's in tuned with what it is we are doing here is Boo. You know what I'm saying? She's going to give it to you the way you need to hear that. And the way you, she gives it to you in a way where you have the realization, because she also gives you the work to do for you to have those self-realizations through those energies. So, like I said, Ms. Blue is an expert at it, you know what I'm saying, especially now. She's on her 1 millionth reading.
You're crazy.
So she's an expert at this shit by now, you know what I'm saying? Well, like I said, if you want to do it yourself, you just get books and figure out some techniques and all the rest of that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, then I'll just set up something with Miss Blue, and I'll take it to the next level from there.
Yeah. I mean, Miss Blue will rock your ass, you know what I'm saying? You'll be walking around making monkey sounds by the time she's through. I'm a monkey. Climbing on shit.
You know, but
definitely.
You're crazy. But definitely that is true, and thank you so much for that panic. And I'll show you really how you can begin to do this for yourself. Because really, even in the readings, in the sessions, the sacred sessions, which are about an hour and a half long, I give you a whole plethora of pantheons, angles of light that you can begin to tap in. So in essence, you get to learn how to do it for yourself. So whether it's through crystals, colors, angels, gods, goddesses, you know, totems, you get all of that. And really, so you can begin to empower yourself. That's what it's for. And so you're always welcome. I know you know I do readings. So you're always welcome to do that. Email me, and that's what it's about, so that you can learn how to do it and connect for yourself on that. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much, man. And I'm going to be on the thing on the 22nd. And as soon as I get back down to ATL, I'll be in contact with you again, bro. Okay?
Yes, sir. Just come on through. You know you're welcome.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Okay.
All right, bro.
Good night.
All right, man. You got it, Barry. Mr. Anderson asked, which is worthy of talking, speak on the Joker. Well, if you're talking about the movie Joker, he's only modeled after Allegba, the trickster, which is the opening of the road. Now, but why I'm going to speak on it and why that question is worthy, because we can talk a little bit about the concept of the Joker or the trickster figure. There's also the Fool is also looked at as the Joker. And what's up, Obsidian? I see my man Bo Hurdles in the building. He'll be at the lecture. He bought his ticket. My man Lionel bought 3 tickets. He said, each time I talk about him, he said, I'm making him seem like a sea monster or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. I figured some shit out on you, my nigga. He's like, well, anyway, let me get another ticket. I'm like, much obliged that you ain't throwing me in the dumpster. You know what I'm saying? So the Joker or the Fool. Now, if you look in Kabbalah, the two paths that touches the highest Sifra, Ketha, are the Magician and the Fool. Now, the Fool or the Joker, that's why Allegba is the first one, the deity, to talk to.
Yes.
To get to the other Orishas, because what it's telling you is you cannot take yourself serious. The Magician, on the other hand, becomes this alchemist and this adept that got there. But the Fool also makes it to this higher level because he does not take himself seriously.
Right.
And he has abolished or took control of the ego. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And to not take himself seriously, he doesn't expect anything but to be there. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
Somebody asks, is there any room left? Yes, there's plenty of room left. AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com.
Do
email
it.
Email me, and we'll get it. We'll get it in, Miss Vanquish. Vanquish. We'll get it in.
Vanquish.
Mother of Nine. I shall see you on the webcam. You already explained.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring them nine kids around. Don't bring them nine kids up in Wayne lecture. Don't bring them nine kids up in Wayne lecture. You know how Wayne gets. I'll see you online. Don't you bring them nine kids up in there. You know how Wayne get. You know how Wayne get. Esther says she can't make it from the Chicago, which I thought it was. So you gotta understand how, you know, given what I'm saying, how dedicated some of these remixes are. Esther made her way, you know what I'm saying? She brought her cleavage on up. You know what I'm saying?
You crazy.
To Atlanta from Chicago. She brought all that cleavage up, you know what I'm saying? And the two Chris's from Texas, these brothers drove from Texas, whatever it is, 13 hours, to Atlanta, seen the lecture, turned around, and drove all the way back. Yes, you can also pay at the door. You can pay at the door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Here's something that I would recommend if you want to pay at the door. Still email and give an account that you'll be there. Still give an email.
Yeah, let me know. Right, that'll work. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's good. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, let me know you coming so I know how to rock and roll with this thing.
That's,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying, mostly that's why I'm doing advanced tickets, because I'm trying to gauge what we're working with. We got to buy seats
and
all sorts of parking and accommodations. So I need to know what we're working with. So if you're going to do that, let me know. Just communicate, Patty. I'm going to be there. Okay, I got you. Show me that you guys are into this thing, you know what I'm saying? No, I you're gonna miss out on Esther's cleavage this time, but we're gonna see if we can work out some webcam scenario here. You know what I mean? Something like that. You know what I mean? So the fool, there's a story in Camelot. It was Percival or some bullshit like that. Anyway, mm-hmm. He's in King Arthur's knight, and he told his mom, "Look, I want to be a knight." And she's like, "I don't want this boy killed." So she made him that classic suit of the fool. And then he went in front of King Arthur talking about, "I want to be a knight." And King Arthur laughed and he laughed and he laughed and said, "Look, I want you here next to me." So the moral of the story, I think it was King Arthur, the moral of the story was him being the fool got close to the king. You get what I'm saying? As the Joker. You know what I mean? So if you need a deity, you can look at a Legba, and if you need a more esoteric understanding, it will be, you can look at the fool in Kabbalah and why he touches. He's someone who doesn't take himself seriously. So that's why you heard that dead boy trying to play the Joker stepped into big people's shoes and tormented himself till he died. Saying, "Why so serious? Why so serious?" Because he was talking about the esoteric understanding of the Joker. But his ass should have understood what the motherfucker a Legba was. Maybe he would have lived. "Why so serious, child? Why so serious?" You know what I'm saying? So now, so that was worthy of answering. You know what I mean? So, and they already... 12 motherfuckers got killed at the opening of Batman. I love this fucking movie. I didn't even see it yet. I love it. You know what I'm saying? The Dark Knight Rises. Oh, they got some Osirian shit going on in this.
Yeah.
Shit, why so serious? 12 niggas got shot. Why so serious?
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? And the dude, Chris Nolan, he's straight goddamn occultist. The same dude who did this series is the dude who did Inception. You know what I'm saying? Why so serious?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Don't be bringing them now, all them damn kids to Wayne Lecter. You know how Wayne is.
Those nine kids.
Well, bring them nine kids to Wayne Lecter. You know how Wayne is. You know how Wayne is.
So
I'm going to next call or something.
Yes, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 216?
But answer that phone. You know how Wayne is.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area
code. Blue, you said you was trying to, somebody was getting a reading from Utah.
No, they ordered.
That's King Cook. King Cook, that's King Cook's ass. His ass moved to Utah. Kind of unilateral goddamn move was that? He moved to Utah. That's him. He's trying to get a gateway in Utah. That's him. He in the building. I need to shout on his ass. Put your email in there, spiritgateways@gmail.com. He said he's been doing real good with the spirit dolls and the spirit gate. Y'all need to get those. You know what I'm saying? He'll tell you all about it. He's got dialogue on it. But that's his ass from Utah. He's trying to cop him a goddamn oracle deck in Utah.
I don't think it's him, though. I don't think it's I don't think it's him in Utah. I'm sure he would have said if it was him.
Trying, he doesn't want to let anybody know in Utah. He changed his name to Dexter. Dexter.
You know
what? Dexter Bohannon. Hi, I'm Dexter Bohannon. May I have a oracle deck? Sean, is that you, nigga? Nigga, that's you. That ain't me. I'm Dexter.
Well, you know, Utah's a real interesting place. I actually was out on business there for about 6 months, and that's right, where the melanin people are truly the 1%. 1%. And they have the highest death in pedestrians. And when you cross the street in Utah, you have to carry a flag from one side of the street to the other side, an orange little flag. You must carry it when you're crossing the street. It sounds funny, but I promise you.
I know this. Sean, he's fucking all of that up. The wrong colors, everything. I'm trying to go with the chakras. You know what I'm saying? They need to arrest him. Arrest him.
You have to carry that flag across the street. You know it's true. You got to carry that flag and walk across the street and to the other side and then put the flag on one side. And then when you get ready to go, you have to put it back. And I was near...
Wait. Gabriel put Miss Blue has some mystery to her. Let me tell you this shit. I'm going to tell you this. Gabrielle, you are absolutely fucking right. Every goddamn person I've ever met, like, goddamn, what's... This Blue's backstory. I'm here to tell you people, I know the family, I know the backstory, I know the little girl. I ain't telling y'all shit. Y'all got to find out from Blue.
I've talked about a lot of it on the shows. If you've been listening, you got to hear either Panic tell some of those backstories or myself, because I've told them from the kidnapping to the little girl in the house to the floating down the steps. You guys have heard the backstory.
I bet you ain't telling them about when you got caught in UK as a refugee. Niggas don't know that shit. You went to the goddamn. They had to trade you as a refugee.
You know
they
what?
They had to do a human trade. You know what I'm saying? Remember that shit? They did some old Hitler Afghanistan shit. Some old hostage negotiation trade shit. You know what I'm saying? She told me, I'm like, what the fuck, man? What happened to you? Are you okay still? Negotiation shit. I let Blue tell. That's all I'm going to. I ain't telling you that story. But I'll just look at it. Blue, no. After that, Blue ain't get on the wrong train no more.
I told that. No, I didn't tell that story here, but it wasn't in the UK. I wish it was in the UK. It was actually in parts of Russia before.
See that shit?
Actually,
before the red curtain fell. She fucking around in Russia. You know what I'm saying? They got her on some pink old commie shit. You know what I'm saying? She's a pink old commie.
Oh, see, someone in the room is wrong. Panic told that story. We're not going to do that tonight. We're taking questions. We're not talking about Baphomet wearing yoga pants. We're not doing that. We're going to get to the callers because I hear them over here saying, come on, Ms. Blue. Come on, Brother
Panic. All right, Panic. We're going to get to it. I didn't want to change that subject. But I can tell you all this for sure.
No.
Hell yeah.
No.
Ms. Blue got a lot of goddamn mystery, a lot of stories. Well, goddamn. You did that shit? Like, this shit ain't no just... This ain't just no regular shit. I'm like, damn, how the fuck did you manage to get that done? Like, shit, what, like, fucking, where you grew up at? Like, you know, level 3 security clearance and all this kind of shit. I knew this African dude with level 3 security clearance. I'm like, shit, really? What happened? Right, let's get to some calls. We'll be talking
we're
shit
gonna,
again.
Yeah, we're going
to having to do another Q&A.
I know, right? Okay, you guys. So we're going to get to callers. Just be ready. We're going to press the button and go to the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Let's see. We're going to go to 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Ahmad calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings to you.
What's up? What's good? What's good?
What up? What up?
Ain't nothing, man. Chilling.
For real. Yeah, for real.
Huh?
For real. For real.
Yeah, you sound like you're chilling. You're chilling. You got
a
question, Brother Panic.
Yeah, I got a question. Could you give me a reading, Brother Panic?
I'm so sorry.
Miss Blue does the reading. Like, I would really say you don't want to read for me. Shit.
You don't want.
I'm like, the spirit said you're supposed to cut my grass. You know what I mean? You don't want that one. Like, Miss Blue does the readings. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could do them, but Miss Blue has the fortitude to get up in your business and and give you something who cares. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would still get that, but I would say, that, I mean, what are you studying? Do you study?
I was doing some studying. I was studying Anubis and, you know what I'm saying, trying to study some, you know, study ancient Egypt and, you know.
Okay.
But
I would say the first thing, because you said, just because you said the name first, Anubis, go try to find you an Anubis statue if you haven't already. And this, I'm going to tell you, here's a trick what you need to do. You need to talk to that nigga. And, nigga, you are hot, so I know you can do this shit. You know what I'm saying? You are high right now, so I know you can. You need to talk, yeah. You need to talk to him like he's your homeboy and shit. Huh?
Yeah.
Like he's your homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Just be like, what you doing today, kid? What you doing? Nothing. Want some chips? Nothing. You know what I'm saying? And what you'll find, he'll start talking back. And then you start answering questions. You'll hear, like, your own thoughts. And then you'll hear something that'll speak out of turn.
So like you said earlier, so it's going to be like the power. And the power in me, you mean like the Anubis in me.
Yeah, exactly. You're using that symbol or that statue to wake it up. Because the Anubis is the energy. It's a guiding energy. And it's an energy full of answers, too. And it's an energy that connects you to Sirius. It's an energy that guides you through the underworld or the subconscious mind. So there's no way to really classify that or get with that. So what the Egyptians understood, to classify this energy, to give you access to the energy, the same way we plug an iron in so it'll become an iron, you need to have this in a physical form, which is a statue. So you access the energy through the statue. But how do you do that? To do that, you need to talk to it as if it is alive, because it really is alive. And then when you talk to it as if it's alive, then it starts to become alive. Then the little subtle intuitions become full-blown conversations. And then after you, then you keep doing that. In other words, that's how you breathe the life into a statue. It's not hard to tell, because when we were kids, especially girls, when they had dolls, they would create for their dolls, her name is Miss Such and Such, and she would give her a whole personality.
Sure.
And that doll would be protecting them in the bed, making them feel comfortable, calming them down, so on and so forth. So now, on a grown-up level, what you're doing is trying to extract information. You know what I'm saying? Same kind of thing. So since you said Anubis first, if you haven't already got a statue, do that. If it's hard for you to find a statue, print something out online and do the same thing. Make them like your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
how you do it. Then you will have your own answers. You get what I'm saying? Then you will have your own answers. If you want the standard readings that are offered by Miss Blue, you got to get them from Miss Blue. I don't do that. That's why you hear me ranting and raving about Miss Blue.
Yes.
I was so happy when she came along, because people would ask me to do readings, and my real answer was, but I really don't care. So
yeah.
instead of saying that, because it doesn't sound nice at all, instead of saying that, I'm like, well, you,
no,
you know,
no,
go,
you
go to Miss Blue.
Honest, though,
right.
you honest. You know what I'm saying? You
right,
honest,
I mean, because Miss Blue has this fortitude and even things in her life where she was always helping people. So that parlayed right into oracle work, or it revealed itself, let me say, as the oracle work that she was supposed to be doing and is doing. With thorough results, so she's that one.
I gotta see the oracle like Neo. Yeah,
yeah, no doubt. You gotta go see that oracle.
You know, and here's
okay.
what you can, here's what you can do Sunday night after you check out the lecture with Brother Wayne Chandler. I'm gonna be doing.
I'm gonna try to come out there, man. I'm gonna ask my mom
yes.
if she was popping, cause she
okay.
gotta let me hold the car, man. Cause I can't take my truck. My truck got, you know, my tires and stuff. I gotta
uh-huh.
take her car. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm going to see if I come out there. You say it's going to be at 2? When,
yes,
when is going to be the, when is he going to be speaking?
He's going to start around 4 or 5, midday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like I said, so we'll be in the building. We'll be in the building until about 10:30-ish. So you can just pop in and say, look, I made it. You know what I'm saying? I took a truck.
Right.
I took my truck. And then I
yeah,
had the truck stop.
I
had to get on my skateboard.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell her that because I drive. But see, I work.
Okay.
I go to work. I gotta get up like 5 a.m. go to work. But I'm gonna see if
uh-huh.
I go over there because it's only like 4 hours away. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. See if she wants
I'm in Chuck. Yeah.
I'm gonna say, you know, you know how Wayne is, so he's good for mamas too. You know what I mean? See, she wants to come. He's good with. You know, I don't know, man,
because she hard on, with the church, you know what I'm saying?
Mm, okay.
we from
right.
the country, you know what I'm saying? This
right.
home over there, you know, so mama's hard with the church. And I remember, like, when I first, you know, got conscious, I was in that zone where I was just going off on her, like, man, like, you know, Jesus ain't real, you know, I don't want to talk about all this. Like, I ain't going to church, you know what I'm saying, doing all kind of, you know, kind of
do holy water on your ass. You do holy water on your ass.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, I was telling her, I'll be telling her stuff like, I understand the Jesus, you know what I'm saying, the Christ, you know, energy, the Christ consciousness, you know, but she, you know, she's really hard in the church. That's how my family was,
right.
but, you know what I'm
right.
saying, I'm going to see what's up. If she come to... Hey, that'll be what's up, because I know it's gonna spark something, you know what I'm saying? Because she saw me reading books, so she was like, oh, what you reading and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So
like, if anything can get you to read, I don't care if it's Satan, baby. Fuck it, let's get with Satan, baby.
Yeah, I heard you say you got a Satan bath. I heard you say something about that. Like,
Oh, yeah. You'll
like,
be talking to David. You'll be talking to Beelzebub before you dry off with that one.
Mm-hmm.
True life.
You'll be talking to Baal before you dry off. Leviathan. Tight.
Life.
It's really your own soul, so it kind of washes away to a lot. It gets right down to a lot of the impurities and helps you realize a certain portion of dark light, if you will. You know,
yeah.
And I explained out of darkness comes the true light. You don't get light from light. So this one, you kind of washing off some of the earthly, you know, it's good for washing off some of these earthly things that are covering you in a lot of emotional things that are generally associated with the devil, but means you're the devil because you're in it. They're like greed, sloth, envy, and all the rest of that. So it gives you a good start there to have some realization. To get with the dark prince.
Yeah, right.
Before your hair is dry, you will be talking to the Lord Satan himself before you get out that tub. You know what I'm saying? That's good. People are having good results with that one.
Yeah.
But like I said, I mean, Satan is not an entity. It's not.
Right.
It's an entity, but more, it's just a different polarity. And it's really just downward energy. And if you know.
Okay, so it's like. It's supposed to tell you how to move on Earth, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, sort of, kind of. It's kind of like Satan is kind of like realizing or getting with satanic energy It's kind of like it's kind of like realizing who and what you are. This is a know thyself. So most people say, well, I'm a light worker. You get what I'm saying? I'm a light worker. So,
yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That's how I start off. I'm a light worker.
Everybody starts off. But see, but the science is out of darkness comes light. To be a true light worker, you must understand where it is you are. So when you understand Set and Satan, you like if you were an alcoholic, the first thing you have to say is, hi, my name is such and such, and I'm an alcoholic. This
That's funny because my rap name is MC Such and Such. but go ahead.
That is funny. That is funny. Now you just got your reading. So if you go, hi, my name is MC Such and Such, and I'm an alcoholic, it's your first day of recovery. So if your ultimate goal is to be a light worker through the Christ energy, you have to say, hi, my name is MC Such and Such, and I'm Satan. And then when you study Satan, you actually know your predicament. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Your
okay.
predicament. And then once you understand your predicament, then you start to know how to get out of it by gaining light. So so by keeping you off of Satan and Satan and Baphomet's evil, blah, 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 you miss the foundation of actually becoming a light worker. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You miss the foundation.
Like trying,
so getting with Satan
like
is not a life
stuff.
Right. It's not a lifestyle choice. You know what I'm saying? Getting with Satan is beginning the process. You get what I'm saying? Beginning the process. So that's you going within. It represents your soul. Satan also represents downward energy. So the five-pointed star downward is nothing but you gaining energy from the cosmos bringing it to you. You know what I'm saying? Cosmic energy bringing it to you.
Oh, okay.
Anything
so like,
spiraling downward is bringing it towards you. Anything spiraling upward is you giving it away. So
first
need to understand that angel or angle of light that was the most beautiful in heaven, so about us, and it's so about us who fell. It's not really that hard. It's only hard when you factor in all the Christian mind control that we've been under. You get what I'm saying?
So
it's really not that hard. You know what I'm saying? To be the true Christ, you need to start from the polarity that you're in, which is hell. You get what I'm saying? Which is hell.
Okay. Oh, okay. True life. True life.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we're going to move on. Hopefully we can see you at the lecture in the ATL. And thank you so much.
I love y'all, man. Love, sending love, man. I love y'all, for real. For real.
Love you too, bro.
Peace and love to you. Peace
help,
and love.
All right, thank y'all for that, man. Thank y'all. Peace.
Well, for sure.
Peace.
You got it, bro.
All right, we're going to continue Q&A, occult Q&A, with Brother Panic. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 253. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Masson. I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. How you doing, Blue and Panic?
Greetings.
How to do, brother? How to do? How to do?
What's happening?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, I got a question for you. I'm doing a little melanin studies here. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me, like, when you're reading books, like, in movies, like, what are some of the code words they're using for melanin?
Oh, okay. That's a good question. Whenever you see, you can get down to, you can take this to the McDonald's level. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese. That special sauce is melanin. So when there's ever this elixir, this mm-hmm. secret drink, fountain
yes.
of youth,
this light,
this magic potion, mm-hmm. Jekyll and Hyde. He drinks a magic potion. Boom, he's Hyde. There was a movie, Reanimator, this green thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that symbolizes change, or you always see the mad scientist with a serum. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? And then he changes into this beast. But then we look at this beast like, why would melanin do that? Because that beast is representing his primal force. Before there was creation, that we've come to say, hey, you know, this is beautiful. Look at those titties. You know what I mean? Oh, this is beautiful. He's got melanin highlights and golden hue. All that shit is not your reality. That's just some illusion shit that we've come to love. So
right.
understanding that, when you see all of these scientists that drink the shit and get a hump,
know what I'm saying, and turn into a ghoul. And usually those things are talking about melanin. You get what I'm saying? And but ultimately, when they're talking about DNA, that's still talking about melanin. When they're talking about change, any X-Men, so my melanin coming online. You get what I'm saying? Any all of it is a roundabout way talking about melanin. You get what I'm saying? Even if they're not talking about this elixir, you get what I'm saying? This secret veil. All of it is talking about this getting into this this substance. That changes the lead to gold. You get what I'm saying? Because if what you're talking about out in straight up white consciousness in movies is always alchemy. They've got that word. Everyone knows it. Everything is about alchemy. But the secret to alchemy, melanin is the catalyst for that change. You get what I'm saying? And melanin is programmable. So most of us don't have a thorough understanding of how deep and how far our melanin could go to program it for the things that we really need. You get what I'm saying? Most of us understand it on a physical level. That's the easiest and good, because most of us are getting into this proud shit. So there's inner air melanin. Melanin on your taste buds. Inner air melanin gives you rhythm because it deals with your equilibrium, how you hear things in music better, how you taste deeper, how you smell deeper, how you see more range in colors. So when white people look at you, they blink 1,000 times. They're actually looking at the sun. There was one thing my boy Tef dropped on me when you always hear this, the fighting Irish. The Irish never go down.
Yeah.
They got the toughest chin in the goddamn world. But what he dropped on me was like, actually, they have no fucking neuromelanin.
Mm.
So what that means is when they're getting punched, the melanin in their nervous system is not telling them, hey, you got punched in the face. So that's why their shit be looking like hamburger meat by the end of the fight. They're like, we can still keep going. And like, but they not even be told they're getting fucking punched in the fucking face. You get what I'm saying? Now, somebody, Big Bad Boffin, well, that's why they bungee jump. That's a part of it. Because their lack of melanin. See, what you take for granted, melanin is life. So we have that life in us. So all that skateboarding and shit, trying to fucking skate down a whole step full of poles and all that ridiculous shit.
Right,
that's not
right.
in us. You know what I'm saying? Hang gliding.
Yes.
You know that. You know. You know shit. They got the shit where you just put on skis. It's not even downhill. You just walk in snow into nothingness and just hope you can make it back. You know what I'm saying? In snowstorms. With skis on.
Yeah.
That kind of shit ain't for us. Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with bungee jumping, I've seen a tape where they show some Africans doing that shit in Africa. Not even bungee, some old ancient shit. I said, well, we done lost that argument. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was tying goddamn palm trees and just jumping off the bridge. I said, we done lost that shit. That's on one of them mono-carny shit. You know, we done lost that shit. You know what I'm saying? That little argument, that's why they bungee jump. Here we got some niggas, you know what I'm saying, tying some shit, you know what I'm saying? So because they don't have that life in them, they're always seeking it. Ah, I need a rush, man, that rush. But that's because we have it on the inside, you get what I'm saying? So everything is really melanin related. If you're in a movie and they're talking about this fruit juice, this the mead, this fruit that they're eating, like, or even a better example, there was a movie called with Johnny Depp with chocolate, Chocolate, and there was another one for Love and Chocolate or something like that.
Yes.
Straight story about melanin. And they were talking about the secret is that they put cayenne pepper in the chocolate. That's an old Moorish recipe. And they were bringing this shit back out in Europe. They still do it over there in some high-end chocolate thing. But that's a Moorish thing. You get what I'm saying? So all of that is talking about melanin. You get what I'm saying? Water for chocolate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like water for chocolate. So, I mean, it's subtle, but whenever you hear this elixir or this magic, this potion or this fruit that's doing these things to people, you get what I'm saying? What you're hearing is them talking roundabout melanin. And there is a book, I can't remember what it is, but talks about melanin in many different forms, as a cube. So melanin as a cube. That you seen that in the movie Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
Melanin as sand. There was another movie where they dealt with sand. Not the Sands of Time one, but there was another movie where they were dealing with sand as this magical thing, and it was referred to man. Melanin is also considered a sandy substance. Sand from the pineal, they'll call it. Like a pineal makes the sandy substance, which always fairy dust is looked at as melanin. So
yeah.
It's all cut. You know, nobody's going to say melanin because that's just a word for it. Merkaba.
Yeah.
Was another word for it.
Oh,
You'll find that in the Sumerian,
mm-hmm.
I believe it's Sumerian. Well, or if the Meru pillar, which later became the pillar of Osiris, which is nothing but your spine, there's a substance. I think that substance is Merkaba. If not, that gives another off a substance. And in Wayne William Henry's books, he talks about Tennessee has a mall designed after the maroon pillar. He put them shit side by side.
Sure
remember,
did.
Remember, Tennessee is Nashville. There was a Nashville in Kemp. You get what I'm saying? They ain't
mm-hmm.
playing. They setting this shit up.
And
like,
Memphis.
Memphis. Yeah, it's Memphis. If not Nashville, Memphis. Somewhere in Tennessee. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where Sean has abandoned for Utah to walk around with orange flags. You know what I'm saying?
And be part of the 1%.
Right.
Hey, I can ask
right.
you another quick question right quick.
Sure.
Hey, you remember you was when Mike Jack transitioned and he was going through chopping down the dimensions and the nigga that was chopping the wood or whatever. I remember Bobby was talking about y'all were talking about when you die, most people they
uh-huh.
walk towards the light, and you said don't walk towards the light, you want to walk in the darkness and search through the light.
Uh-huh.
Well, because you'll get trapped in another dimension. Since Mike made that transition and, you know, he freed the people from the dimension, is that still the case about not walking towards the light?
No, he freed people in a certain level of dimension. As long as the Earth is here, that light will exist. Just look like that. As long as we're here, that will exist. Because we are in a dimension now called Earth. So that'll exist. The light that you're looking for when you die is in yourself. So you walk towards the darkness until you see the light within yourself. And that's the light you walk to. You're talking about astral light is when you walk towards that big light. So you're walking to another reality. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not trying to do that. You will do that if you feel you have to. You get what I'm saying? You feel you have to. Somebody asked me about nothingness. So nothingness is symbolic of what it is that is the understanding that your brain cannot fathom. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there are three stages of nothingness, which is not nothing in the classic sense. It means three stages which you do not understand, which are the same three stages or the three trimesters of birth.
Right.
Technically, when you was in your mom's womb, which you don't remember, you were in three trimesters of nothingness. It doesn't mean you were nothing. It just means you were not, from where you were not ready to interpret this world until your brain, heart, and all the rest of that shit was ready. So when you die and leave your brain, heart, and all the rest of that shit, you're coming into a new true self or whatever you want to true self, your real reality, you are going through three stages of gestation in the womb again. You get what I'm saying? Nothingness is symbolic of it. It represents the chaos realm where all things are possible. You get what I'm saying? Same way when you're in your mother's womb, all things are possible. He's going to be a butcher, baker, candlestick maker, a doctor, or he's going to sell the most crack any nigga in the ghetto has ever sold. He may be a girl, or she may be a girl. She may be sexy. She may be this. It's all of these things. You have a genetic makeup, which you kind of know, well, it's going to be in that because your father ain't shit, so I don't expect too much from you. So, you know what I'm saying? So if you look at it the other way, you could look at it as much study and much work you did down here to change your DNA, your spiritual DNA, is the same type of birth you'll have on the other side. You get what I'm saying? If your ass just skated by down this motherfucker, you can imagine what's going to happen. You're going to be on the other side looking for the goddamn remix. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the idea here is you're changing your DNA because you're bringing birth to yourself the type of reality or type of baby or type of entity you want to be. So that's why it's so important to deal within the right brain, because your imagination is the key to this piece.
Oh, yes.
And if you need help with that, well, allow me. It's called a panic pack. What you need to do is email me, Brother Panic. And I'm not a baller like Mrs. Blue. I don't have
whatever
the lovely Sister Munya to help, so you'll be talking to me. To moi. Email panicpack@hotmail.com and get you an herb pack. This helps you get into the right brain. This helps clear away all that funk that is choking your pineal gland and stopping you from doing what you got to do. You need an herb pack. You know what I'm saying? If your heart is an issue, don't worry. Dr. Panic has got you there. We have what you call a love pack, which helps you open up your heart chakra. Ancestor pack, help you talk to spirits. Lust pack, for if your phallus ain't what it used to be is. If your phallus is full of BS, you need to get you a lust pack. You know what I'm saying? If you look in the mirror and say, why is my vagina dry? Get you a lust pack. You know what I'm saying? Get you a lust pack. You know what I'm saying? We will put your vagina back in waterworks, back to Watertown. We will move your vagina back to Watertown. Get you a lust pack. You know what I'm saying? I have all your magical and spiritual. I got all your magical and spiritual shit. You know what I'm saying? Get you out of Funky Town, move you back into Watertown. You know what I'm saying? Get you a lust pack. You know what I'm saying? You'll be fucking before the week's out. You'll be fucking before the joint is smoked. Get you a lust pack. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got all of that kind of stuff. And really what it does, I mean, this is proven work. I can talk about this now and joke, because the herbs speak for themselves. Y'all niggas need to stop asking me what's in the herbs. I am not fucking Costello or Abbott. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm selling herbs that I have channeled. And you said, well, why don't you give me a list of that shit? Said, oh, thank you for the entire list. Now I'll buy it from you. Shit, y'all niggas be on eBay selling my goddamn ingredients. Everything. Everything. There's no drugs. You can take a piss test and be fine. Everything is organic, and everything you can eat. If you cannot smoke it, you can drink it in a tea.
Yes, drink it in a tea.
The only thing I recommend is if you're pregnant, no. One ingredient they recommend, breastfeeding and pregnant, no. So I would say wait. You get what I'm saying? Other than that, this is what's going to help you get into that right brain. You're getting into heaven on that right brain. Listen. Told you this before. First of all, somebody said, what's our herb pack?
I want you to
take both your hands and choke yourself with that. You know what I'm saying? Choke yourself. What you need to do, Gabrielle, is email me, panicpack@hotmail.com, and I will send you 9 pages of links to shows I have done for absolutely free. So email me and say links. And what I would do, you and anybody else, send you so you can get up on this. You'll hear testimony. You'll hear me talk about this thoroughly. It is all natural herbs that help decalcify your pineal. Everyone who has used this has had a spiritual experience, but this is in drugs. You don't smoke it and have an experience. You smoke it and become better at what it is you're doing. So if you're a bad to mediocre meditator, you will go to the next level. If you can't focus, you will focus. If you can't sleep, you will sleep. If your doodoo is green, your doodoo will be brown. You get what I'm saying? It has done everything for everybody who has whatever. See, I see Sister Monia doing her work in the room. You get what I'm saying? See, I didn't see Sister Monia. I'm going to have to see what kind of benefits Sister Monia is getting, see if I can match the benefits. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
So I can match the benefits that Blue, the 401k that Miss Blue is dishing out. You know what I'm saying? And Sister Munya be on her job. Everybody knows Sister Munya. I was talking to Munya, and Sister Munya told me, like, I'm like, damn. Miss Blue and Munya then went to the whole next level in this goddamn system. I'm trying to get Munya on my team. Shit. I'm out there. You want a Mercedes, Sister? What I got to do, Sister Munya? For dental, you know what I'm saying? What you need, you know what I'm saying?
Beautiful.
Yeah, so email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. Plus, like I said, I'm always updating the list, so get the new list at the very least. Like I said, this is on like hot butter to pop the pop the popcorn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Sister Munya got some bad kids, too. Boy, them motherfuckers are straight thuggies.
Thuggies.
You know what I'm saying? Thuggies. So y'all go around and y'all going and sass Sister Munya. Y'all don't want to be sassing Sister Munya. You don't want to be sassing her. Put them kids on, you know what I'm saying?
The thuggies.
Badass kids. You know what I'm saying? One kid was getting washed up in the sink. He on the phone. He had this glue on the phone.
Don't do it.
Nah, I ain't gonna laugh. He washed it up in the sink. Goes, like, what you doing today, Miss Blue? Washing his stuff. Oh, hey, Miss Blue, how you doing? Know what I'm saying? What you doing today? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nigga, thuggy. You know what I'm saying?
Love the babies. They are. That's the Bali Kali
TV. That nigga listen to Miss Blue's voice. Shit, I must have knew her in another life. God damn, put me in the sink, mama. Got business.
Oh, my God.
We got business to attend to. I must have knew Miss Blue from another life. Bali Kali TT.
Bali Kali TT is right.
Yeah, boy, y'all don't want to mess with them thuggies. Y'all better not sass Sister Munya. Y'all get
sure.
Sassy. It's going to be a lot of bad luck. Like, what happened to you? I was sassing Munya. I was sassing Munya. You know what I'm saying? Like, you better not let Wayne hear that. You know how Wayne is.
You know what?
that nigga was in the goddamn... Young cat, you know what I'm saying? He's still getting washed in the sink. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Washing up, talking about, hey, Miss Blue, what's going on over there? You know what I'm saying? What you got popping over there? No, I'm just chilling over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, that little nigga said that to you? Hey, God damn, what kind of little nigga is this? Hey, Miss Blue.
They are beautiful babies, beautiful thuggies, Bali Kali.
Yeah, they're the thuggies. You don't want to go sass them. Go sass them, Miss Munya. Don't go sass Miss Munya if you want.
Yeah,
don't go sass Miss Munya if you want. I don't want to go sass Miss Munya. Miss Munya.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, that is a Mandinka maiden right there. Mandinka. Y'all don't mess with Sister Munya. Y'all niggas will be having bad luck. Leprosy.
Only in the remix, you guys, right?
Right.
Somebody
asked
you, do you have products for athletes? Yes, this works for all of your medical needs.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I have some speed. And some steroids. Like, what happens is that I don't have anything that makes you a better athlete. I got shit that will make you a god. You know what I mean? You know, I got shit that'll make you a god. You know what I mean? So what you got to do, like, what I do is spiritual. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you want stuff for focus? Many people have said if they're out of focus, they use that herb pack and boom.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers been writing all that. A nigga wrote a whole bad rap album. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to make you a better rapper, but shit, he got an album done. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, this is a spiritual work. You get what I'm saying? This is what you use this and you go into meditation. People have said things that they focus on, like you said, this martial arts has gotten better. But what I guarantee is your astral traveling and meditation will get better. You get what I'm saying? That's primarily that. But there are other things. When you email me, all I do every day is send out plenty of lists. So, you know what I mean? I'll be happy to send you a list. All right, let's go to the next caller.
All right. So here we go. We're going to go to the next caller. We see you guys there. The next caller, it looks like calling in from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Ms. Blue? What's up, Pan?
Greetings.
Hey, what's up, brother?
This is Cass from Brooklyn.
Oh, what's going on, BK, the fullest?
I'm chilling. Damn, I forgot the question I had. You're talking all that bullshit. Damn. Let me see. About ferries. Like, what's
you
the best
you better come up with it. You know how Wayne is. You better come up with that shit. You know how Wayne is.
Nah, about ferries, though. Like, mm-hmm. I think I emailed you about it, but, like, I tried to contact them, like, numerous times. And, like, mm-hmm. they only got to me, like, twice. Like, once. Like, they was knocking on the door. I told them, get the fuck out of here.
I remember that. And I was like, what the fuck you do that for? Like,
right.
Yeah, I remember that. I was like, what the fuck you do that for? He was like, God damn it, I sent the ferries away.
Yeah. And then the next time, though, like, I was on the beach, and then the nigga came to me, like, he was black, and he had a white beard and, like, white eyes, mm-hmm. white pupils, and it just was glowing. And he took mm-hmm. his hat off to me. He was calling my name. I turned and looked at him, but then somebody woke me up.
Hmm. Well, they there with you. I mean, they there with you. Like I said, and see, what we tend to look for is dramatic shit like that, but it's more subtle. We need to start looking for subtle things. You get what I'm saying? That should be only a big story where you tell a confirmation. But you
right.
should be able to see these fairies every day. If they're doing all of that and you're getting all of that big dramatic shit, they're tipping their goddamn hats to you, that means they're there with you every day. Now you need to start looking for the subtle way to have access to them. You get what I'm saying? Subtle ways to see where
like
they're
what?
Working. Well, there's nothing more simpler than talking to these motherfuckers like you're talking to me on the phone right now.
Right.
Like, look, I know the motherfuckers is there. Look,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? My goddamn knee hurt. If y'all gonna be here and tip your goddamn hat, help me. What y'all need? Then you'll
right.
get a taste of something. You'll put some candy, some shit out. This. Give them candy. You already know candy, liquor, shit, and sex. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be in Central Park talking about and shit. And like I gave these niggas cookies. I gave them motherfucking chicken and rice from the halal truck and shit.
Yeah. Well, you should have actually, put some paprika on that motherfucking Friday. You know what I'm saying? But shit, if you love it, they love it. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, don't overdo it. Don't overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
What I started to say about the right brain is, and I've talked about this before, you'll see most Egyptian deities with their left foot forward in the picture.
Yeah.
The right side of your body controls the left side. So that's symbolic of them saying, to get into this world, you must be a right brain entity. So you got to have fun. If you're doing all the template logical shit, you're not even entering into the true world to access them. Because you're saying, I'm not saying you're saying, but if you're saying stuff like, well, I gave them their cookies, I gave them their rice, what's next? Then that's still logic. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be in that motherfucker buying ice cream and doing cartwheels, just having fun. You get what I'm saying? When I talked to the niggas in Central Park, this is what I did. I went to 86th Street and, 6th, 7th Avenue, where that movie theater is, and went to a place called Sassy Sliders, kid, where they make fucking turkey White Castle burgers. Sliders, kid. I just got some sliders. Went to the fucking park and just gorged. I couldn't even move. This nigga shit. Lit a cigar, and then it was on. I ain't even fucking all that goddamn. I came to the park with some goddamn Tootsie Rolls. That's so formal, nobody want to fuck with you. You don't want to do it in a way of formality. This shit is fun.
Yeah.
Essence of it is fun. I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the fairy kingdom is all about fun. I'll be real with you, kid. Faggots are part of the fairy kingdom.
What's that?
Right.
That's why they standing out in the front of the club going, you can get in, but you can't get in.
Right.
Them niggas are a part of it. Them niggas, you go to them old Studio 54 tapes. They in the club with with wands and wings on, kid.
Yes.
Straight out. Right. They, what do they call faggots? Fairies.
Yeah.
That's a reality. Them niggas hold over a gateway. You get what I'm saying? Mm. So, so them niggas is all about fun. You could be on the train. You, BK, you be on the train. A faggot get on the train, believe you me, for three stops, you entertain. And they ain't got to open their fucking mouth. Them niggas is the fucking realm of happiness, kid. So if you come in there with logic, you ain't going to get in, kid. You're not going to get in. You got to come in with imagination, having fun. Just go sit by that goddamn water and feed the fucking ducks. You know what I'm saying? Go on the bridge and do a B-boy stand. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm saying? Somebody brought up True Blood. Somebody brought up this season of True Blood. When they going in this fairy round, these niggas is partying. They not partying like we would do it. You know what I'm saying? But they partying. You know what I'm saying? I've talked to big homos in the spirit world. Yes, I have. Sylvester, Leroy from Fame.
Oh, yeah,
I talked to them
niggas.
You know what I'm saying? And when I tell you, you think, because earthly, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, oh, no, I don't want to hang around none of them. You know what I'm saying? None of that. And earthly, I don't think I too much would. In the spirit realm, is not the same thing. Them motherfuckers got power. Same way they got power in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Power.
Yeah, that's
and
shit.
It's an energy thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not androgynous just because they suck dick on Earth, but it's closer to that because they cultivate the feminine energy more.
Yeah.
So on a personal level, what people do in the bed, I don't give a fuck and I don't care to judge it. Just for no other reason than that Christianity is against it. So I don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody wrote, the word gay is happy. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
But,
gay means
so,
happy.
So what they do on a personal level, I'm not talking about on a personal level. In the
spirit realm,
in the spirit realm, I leave my emotions out of it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I leave my chakra work for chakra work, my emotions out of it. I walk in as a scientist. Impartial.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to see what it is. I want the truth no matter how it comes. I don't give a fuck. Even if at the end of the day, Jesus shows up, I go, okay, I guess that's what it was. I was looking for the truth, not being biased. So when I tell you them niggas come through with some shit, they come through with some shit. And that's the fairy realm. Studio 54. That's why the government shut that shit down. You had regular people in the club with homos with wings and halos on.
Yeah.
And goddamn leotards. Feathers, slippers, wings, and all that. So it's a realm of non-logic. You cannot use logic in it. So when you go, well, I brung this and I brung that, all the template shit, you need to bring something. It's more interesting that you brung the halal meat. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like, okay, you doing something. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't go to expect anything. Just go to have fun. Expect to have fun. Just the same way when you go to a club, you expect to have fun. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You expect to have fun. Now, ain't nothing funnier. This ain't funny in a human sense. And I know you know, being on the train in New York, this is not funny in a human sense. But ain't nothing funnier than a homeless faggot when you get on that train and ask for change. And you know I ain't lying. That's the funniest thing. Even in that destitute, hard situation, you still like, this shit is wild.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Because they can't keep up with their makeup and shit. You know what I'm saying? On a human level, you know that is, you know, terrible. You don't want to see nobody suffer.
I don't want
to see nobody suffer.
Right.
But God damn it, though, when they get on that train, you know, as soon as they walk on with that fucking, that sandwich bag, is anybody hungry? You want a sandwich? You already know. You know what I'm saying? You already know, this is going to be some shit. So you got to have the same mentality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to have the same.
I already know.
I'm going to go to the park. It's going to be some shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to think like it's already happening. Like you're not trying to get there. That's another thing I told you dropped in the sign. Don't think like you're using your will to get somewhere. Think, move, act, react like you already there. You know what I'm saying? When I go to the park, I know I'm going to talk to the fairies. I'm not going to wonder if the fairies are going to come if I bring them cookies. I know I'm going to talk to them. And even if I'm talking to myself, fuck it, it's the fairies.
That's
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fake it until you make it. You get what I'm saying? You ever see a motherfucker trying to get a Ferrari? Got Ferrari gloves, Ferrari jacket, Ferrari glasses.
Yes.
He's hanging around with Ferrari people. Got a Ferrari poster, Ferrari bed sheets. He's faking it until he gets a fucking Ferrari. That's
yeah,
a
no
science.
Doubt. Yeah.
That's a science. So you come in there already knowing. Whatever happens, you call it the fairies because that's what you're there
right.
for. So whatever happens, you see somebody taking a piss in the bush, that's the
fairies. That's the fairy.
If a duck comes up to you because
like,
you get,
Not for nothing, like on the side of my eyes, I be seeing like twinkles and shit, and I be saying that
that's
stuff
fairy,
like
kid. That's them.
That's the fairy.
Who else is it?
Yeah, all the time. And plus, I got the parent energy myself, you know, and parent is a goddess
mm-hmm.
fairy, so, you know?
Yeah, you have it. You shouldn't be having no issue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ate them sassy sliders, kid. I was there, you know what I'm saying? Them
mm-hmm.
fucking trees, the motherfucking
yeah.
trees in Central Park, shit.
Yeah, you already
them
know.
Niggas
yeah.
is, them niggas is madder than fucking free slaves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They went
yeah.
through it. They went through it with me. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Let me tell you. You know, it just changes the subject a little bit, but when I went down the stairs, because my water ain't coming out, so I'm like, motherfucker said he's going to send me a part. Didn't send the part. Went down the stairs. The white lady, she seen that bottleneck piece. This bitch
mm.
went into worship mode. This bitch was on the phone. Like I said, them white motherfuckers, no, the bitch was on the phone with her stink-ass cigarette breath just trying to get shit done. Listen here.
Mm.
You motherfuckers close this account and Mr. Panic is not happy. I need you to do this. You saying you ain't going to do that to me? Shit. And then she hit me, then she hit me with the goddamn sign. She said, you know, they need to listen to an old crone like me. I said, oh, okay, you telling me you're a witch, bitch. You telling
yeah.
me you're a witch, bitch. And I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to get into heaven. So we'll see what
yeah.
we can do for you. We'll see what we can do for you. See if we can let you in, this motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
so, like I said, I mean, these wicked motherfuckers, boy, they are fairy. This, oh, you got Netflix?
Nah.
You need to get Netflix and watch a show called, what's it called, Blue? Finding Fairies?
Yes, Finding Fairies. I
oh,
think that's what
I
mean.
Gateway
though.
To Fairy.
I saw it on YouTube.
Gateway to
okay.
Fairy, with the dude who's making the house.
Yeah, Gateway to Fairy, yeah. I saw
yeah,
it on YouTube.
Gateway to Fairy.
Right.
But make sure you see the whole movie. You need to watch
it. Yeah, see if you can see the whole movie. Let me. I'm gonna double check on that name. Let
that's
me find my goddamn.
Yeah, that's the name. Gateway to Fairy. Yeah, that's the name.
Gateway to Fairy. Where he makes those fairy houses, real deal shit. But if you
yeah.
hear
yeah.
them talking, they're telling you the mentality. They're saying all
yeah.
through the shit. They there as soon as you choose to believe they are there.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? He said that, and
yeah.
that's what it was like, man. Let me tell you, that, when they were saying that shit, I'm like, these fucking whiteys ain't playing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, they're not playing. They know exactly what's going on because that's exactly everything. As soon as I started to choose to see them, that's when you would see them everywhere. Know where I've seen the most fairies at? In the fucking back of Ebony's goddamn backyard.
Oh, you talked about that. Yeah.
Her backyard, them shit, them motherfuckers is walking around like it's Fern Gully or some shit. You know what I'm saying? this shit is like Avatar in her backyard. You know what I'm saying? You can see them just standing and all fucking royalty, all kind of shit going on in our house. You know what I'm saying? She got beehives that she keep throwing the fuck away because there's bees
yes,
coming.
Yes.
Real, a lot of fucking magical energy around her house. You know what I'm saying? And
I bought the fairy Bible today. By,
that's a good
book. The trick name, but the fairy
right.
Bible. Yeah, I bought that shit today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kid, you on it. Like I said, if
yeah.
I was telling a story, I would say all you got to do is just relax and just let it go. Don't be so
yeah.
logical. Just have fun with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just make it
mm-hmm.
the fair. Go in your front yard and spin around. You know what I'm saying? you know what I mean? Just do wild shit. Just see it everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you if you step to them, then they step to you. If you do something
yeah,
logical
no
and expect a reaction, they ain't going to do that. It's too logical. They're not even entering you through that
mm-hmm.
through that passageway of logic. They're entering you through the passageway of of imagination. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Imagine.
Yeah. You've got to be that. You know what I'm saying?
You've got to be that. Yes, that's the key.
Otherwise, it's like you're not going to get it. You're not. They can't. It's not even because they don't like you or you did some disrespectful shit. You just can't. They can't come in that way. That's not how it operates.
Mm-hmm.
Your magical world is your feminine side, which exists in all of us, man and woman.
Yo, that's deep, because that's why Peter Pan is kind of feminine.
Yeah.
When you look at Peter Pan, he's like, you know?
Right. They're telling you it's all right brain, kid. So whenever you see that, that's what they're talking about.
Whenever you see that.
And that's why they call it like woman's intuition. I mean, the right brain is intuition, knowing, creativity, art, and I'm missing a whole host load of them. You know
this
what I mean?
This is for music, drama,
creativity, imagination, visualization.
All of these things is on the right side. That's why the music and drama, two most powerful tools that's used in our society to really kind of get people brainwashed, is the easiest way. Also, the easiest way to tap into energy is through music and through drama, because that's inside that gateway takes you in on the right hemisphere.
And that's why we just did four goddamn 3-hour shows on drama. That's why they go so hard in that area. That's why they go so hard to make your music about nothing but pussy, drugs, and money.
Right.
But that you could go to heaven with some Isley Brothers, kid. You know what I'm saying? So they have to shut that shit down. We're living in a patriarchal society. What that really means is we're living in a left brain society, which keeps you out of your power, which is through your right brain. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of your right brain. So Gateway to Fairy, if anybody has Netflix, you want to look for Gateway to Fairy. And they'll tell you that what they go in is to mentality. You say there's a little girl who was looking at one of his fairy houses, which are off the hook. So I can't see the fairies. And then he stood there and told her, well, close your eyes. He said, can you see the fairies now? She was like, yeah. He said, once he gave her permission to see them, she told them 24 minutes of story of what these fairies were doing. Mm. He said, we lose permission to do that. You will not get into heaven, and a child shall lead them. You should get into heaven. What's the line? You get into heaven as a child. You get what I'm saying?
I'm not like these children. Don't enter the some shit. The kingdom of heaven.
Right. A child shall leave them, and what they're talking about is right brain child thought. Because when you were a child, you did all of that. You made all the invisible friends. You did all the imagination stuff. You know what I'm saying? You took your dolls and invoked them with power and protected them. Mm-hmm. Protected yourself with your dollies. You get what I'm saying? And your goddamn G.I. Joe men. Your army. Remember that shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, all them little action figures and shit. You use that. So that's the way. They're talking about the right brain, not as a dumbass child. They're talking about the innocence of the right brain. Pure, unadulterated imagination and creativity without logical thought to fuck that up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's the key.
So true.
All right. So I would say have fun. Get in the moment with the shit. If you're going to go to Central Park, it shouldn't be, I'm going to see the fairies because the fairies are always there.
That's right.
I'm going to feed the ducks and let's see what happens from there. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go, you know, you don't even have to go as far as Central Park. You go right out and dot one of them dirty ass trees in Brooklyn, and you know they need love.
Yeah.
Start feeding that one tree, kid. Start feeding that one tree.
Yeah. Right.
Miracle.
You got to go back and hear that show that Brother Panic did talking about the fairies and how to connect with the fairies and get into that energy. Just some really powerful energy. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just be and have fun. If you can't get yourself into that vibration, wear you some mint green, because that's often the aura that I see around children is that mint green. So you put it on, because colors give off frequency. So it's going to help you stay calm. So put on some mint green and just go live life and have fun and know that the fairies are there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent.
All right.
So, yeah, Sherman, all right. As long as you're doing the work, you good? Yeah. And prison and trees. What I noticed is, I guess if you want to call it a soul, but an intelligence seems to be imprisoned in the trees.
Yeah.
And they dropped in Avatar that the underground, the roots of these trees are actually a network where they're all connected. Now, so when I went to Central Park where those trees are cut off, they was really pissed. So I would say because of all the human landscaping and shit like that, it's really damaged that network, which they showed that in Avatar. It's like you don't want to go around fucking around with this network and all the rest of that kind of shit. So I guess it depends on what you're going to define as a soul. Is there a consciousness in trees? There was time where this was lucrative, of course. Now, there was a time where this was lucrative for trees. I don't get that now. I don't see a happy tree now. What I've seen is everybody's willing to go, but our black asses. We still trying to take over the planet. You know, get organic again. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's like, look, we've been here, done that. We've been here, shit. Think about you. We've been here for thousands of years in this one spot. You know what I'm saying? And they can only talk to each other now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They can only talk to each other. So are they souls entrapped? I'm sure there was a time it wasn't trapped, but there's a consciousness that seems to have to be in the system. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be in the system. So they want to go. I could tell you that shit. You know what I'm saying? They want to go. I could tell you that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I could tell you this shit. Them horses in Central Park was a little bit fucking perturbed, too.
Mhm. A lot of times, I know when I contacted the trees, they're almost like people with dementia. They're in this dimension half in another dimension.
Even through it seems like this. Right. That's exactly true. And it sounds like this hinders them, and they're basically here because of your black ass. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're basically here because of your black ass. You know what I mean? Gabrielle, again, what you need to do is email me for past shows. This is old shit. So we're not rehashing because you haven't been around. You get what I'm saying? we're moving forward. So you gotta have to play catch up with those type of questions. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I can answer that simply. Do you even give a fuck if crackers have a soul? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do if they do or don't? You're still gonna pay your rent.
I thought that's crazy. I looked at that and I thought it was a misspelling of chakras.
Right.
I almost said that's you. What are you talking about?
Right.
Can you tell them the truth? Tell yourself the truth. That's the best person to tell the truth.
Like, what are you interested in telling white people the truth for? You know what I'm saying? They know the truth. Your ass don't know the truth. You know what I'm
saying? Tell yourself the truth.
Tell yourself the truth. Like, tell white people the truth.
Truth
is this. I got better shit to do than fucking let them know what it is. They ain't. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Still going to be paying your rent.
No, only if you let them. But we're going to move on. We're going to go to the next caller because I see all of you guys here. We have some time left and, of course, the after-hours show. Don't forget, Sunday night, you know where everybody's going to be. We're either going to be in the ATL in the physical or we're going to be there through the astro. And we're going to be checking out Brother Wayne Chandler, who's going to be coming to the ATL, dropping it. So make sure you email Brother Panic right now, Alana Lectures at hotmail.com. You need to do that. If you can get there in person and you're thinking, you know, I think I'm going to be moving down there, I'll buy my ticket at the door. That's great to do that, but you need to email Brother Panic and let him know that you're going to be on your way. Here's the best thing to do. Go ahead and pay it forward. Go ahead, get your ticket now. So that's one less thing to worry about. What you would hate to do is get there and it not be enough room. So get your ticket
your
now.
We'll be standing up. I'm not running around finding a chair for your late ass. Your Johnny come lately ass.
So you want to be
on the floor.
You want to make sure to email Brother Panic at AlanaLectress@hotmail.com. And if you say, well, I'm in another part of the world, I can't make it there right now, still email AlanaLectress@hotmail.com so you can get on the live stream or get yourself in line so you can be able to go back and be able to view the lecture in real time or view the lecture as well. Definitely going to be great. If you're not familiar with Brother Wayne Chandler, I don't know where you've been, but definitely his book, Ancient Future, that's going to be the subject at hand. Ancient Future Revisited, a very powerful first time done. He actually took some of these ancient principles, put them together, and really kind of mix them up in a way so that you can get an understanding about your history, your culture on all different levels, coming out of the East, coming out of the West, and then even going back to ancient Kemet. So some great things going to be dropped there. As well as there will not be a remix show because I'm going to be watching it. I'm going to be there. So I will be doing soulful readings. So anybody who want readings, soulful readings, 1 a.m. in the morning right after the lecture. And then we can talk about all that great stuff. We're going to keep taking calls. And so 646-652-2711, we're live with Brother Penny. Get your occult questions in that you have. 937, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 937? Okay, we'll come back, 937. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 443, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Let me slow down. My energy is out the roof tonight.
Peace, love.
You know how Wayne is. You know how Wayne is.
Oh, wow. Oh, what's good? Oh, God, what is good, yo?
What's up, Almighty? What's going on?
Hey, chillin', man. Yo, you took the words out my mouth. I'm up here G on water.
What happened?
I said I'm a G on water with Christ, you heard?
Oh, that's how you're supposed to do it, I guess. She is. No
skate. I got to thank you personally.
I'm all ears. I'm ready. Just let them fly.
Yeah,
just let the love fly.
There you go. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Glad to help. Yeah. Whatever I have help with, if you now can walk on water, shit, I will take that credit. You know what I'm saying? Because that herb pack is a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
And I will get some, bro.
No doubt. I'm with you. It's here for you.
Yes, you have it. Who's on the line, please? Who's on the line?
Yours truly, Casanova, a woman's action figure, be more cities on.
Casanova, not tonight. Hold up, Steve.
I know.
No, I'm just teasing Casanova. You got a question for Brother Panic?
No, he took the words out my mouth. I feel like Michael Jackson moonwalking. Everybody got quiet on that one.
All right. Well, Casanova, hold the line. You don't have a question. You're there. You just wanted to tell us you're a woman's action figure. You know how I feel about that, so I won't say anything. We'll go on to the next caller, and good to hear you. Peace and blessings.
All right. Okay.
We're going to go to the
next caller.
Next caller, calling in from area code 615, live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, Ms. Blue?
Yes?
What's up?
Greetings. Who is this?
That's Sean.
King Cook.
That's King Cook.
You, who?
I know King.
Okay.
That's Cook.
That's
King Cook. That's the king.
Here's the rule. Don't come on playing shy, brother. You're correct.
Right.
You are not.
I just walked out the room.
You the guy who's wearing an orange flag crossing the street. I didn't know about this. I didn't know about this. You got to wear an orange flag across
the
street?
It is true. Yes, you have to do it. Yes, tell the truth.
Well, wait, I pressed the button because you said you were in Utah.
Yes, I was in Utah. I was. And, you know, the film festival is there as well, too, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
This place is just hell. I'm definitely trying to get out.
Are you? Do you still have to carry the flags across the street?
I try to stay in the house as much as possible.
You don't want to get hung. You don't want to get hung.
Because you are the 1% there. Everywhere I went, whenever I had to go do something, I always got VIP service because I was the 1%. 1%.
I've counted the amount of black people I've seen. It's been like 11.
Yeah, and you won't see them all at once.
You can't go anywhere and get a red Benner anywhere.
I'm telling you, I walked any restaurant that we went to, any place that we went to, they always came and got me and said, ma'am, you don't have to wait, come on. Because I was the 1%. Come on, you're the 1%.
Were you like in Salt Lake or somewhere?
Was I where?
Were you in Salt Lake?
Yes, I was in Salt Lake. Yep, in Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. I was. Went up in the mountains and all of that good stuff. Yeah.
I'm from the back and some of those backwoods with the redneck Mormons.
Look, let me tell you what you do get you when you're out there. You get you one of those fireplaces made by the Mormons. You can't go wrong. Get you a fireplace. Yes.
Like once you get the fireplace, after they hang you and eat you, that's a good place to cook you.
You know what? You silly.
What are you gonna say, Sean?
What happened?
Laughing.
What happened?
He's still laughing. He wild. He's still dying. You get your fireplace. It's a self-contained thing. Understand? They make a fireplace. Thank you, my 1% nigger. When we come back to eat you, it's all self-contained.
You know, 1%.
Come back
to
eat your pie meal.
Well, look, it is your opportunity to be a superstar. You are the 1%. Talk about the left hand
path. I'm as cold as a stuff. I need to.
So basically, you miss going shopping, basically.
I got a home big
shopping.
You know, go get one of the horse and buggies and let them take you around the city. Go to the Sundance Festival. I mean, have some fun. You're there. You're the 1%. I remember one time going in a restaurant. And I seen another 1%. And we were all just like, oh, he was like, oh, my God, is that real? Is this really what I'm seeing? I was like, oh, no, 1%.
Hey, let's go to the movies tonight. Let's go to the movies.
That's really how black people be acting. They say they wave. Hey. Have a wet trying to say hello to you.
I want to send you an onk. So you were on down
there. Oh, and don't have a baby there because there in Colorado, you know, it's a lot of brain damage because of that altitude.
I know the food sucks. I know the food sucks.
Yeah, I'm glad Crystal can cook. If it weren't for that,
right. you got Angus chickens.
No, everything is kosher there.
Oh, that sounds terrible. There's nothing there for me, kid. I wouldn't have did that. Mm. Ain't enough fish and marshmallows in the plant.
You better make you some Gateway, dog, and jump on it.
Let's set your house up right, kid. Get you a double back. You better make a double barrel shotgun. You better get raised around here. Ain't nothing around here for you.
Well, that's all I really wanted. Y'all get to the next caller.
You want to tell them your email and tell them about the gateways real quick.
All right.
I'm going to run to the bathroom, Blue, real quick.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. My email address is spiritgateways@gmail.com. I got the gateways for building your concentration. I got the gateway dolls.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I got personal gateways. If you need help trying to get your concentration right, you know you can practice with those. The meditation, 15-20 minutes a day, to help build that focus. So whenever you're doing, your actual spiritual work, you can stay in. I got the gateway dolls.
Go ahead. I was going to say, make sure you give them your email address.
Okay, it's spiritgateways@gmail.com.
All right. No. I think they got it.
They got it.
All right. And that is for concentration, not a concentration camp, you guys.
Hell no.
All right.
All right.
Okay. All right. Peace.
Y'all ain't ready for level or channel that King Cook be on. Y'all ain't ready for the level or channel that King Cook be on. This nigga ate a Hawaiian pizza and died once. You know what I'm saying? He woke up in the hospital with like some hot shit.
Yes. Okay.
He woke up in the hospital with some hot shit. You know what I'm saying? This nigga woke up in the hospital. Yo, panic, let me holler at you. I'm like, nigga, you just died, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's all about the work. Like, so my man who thinks it's all about the work, you know what I'm saying? You got to die, kid. You know what I'm saying?
What's his name? Sherman. What is it? I can't
remember. My computer shit, that is an electrical song.
Sherman.
Right.
Sherman. Oh, yes.
Sherman. Yeah, Sherman, if it's all about the work, this nigga King Cook ate a Hawaiian pizza and died. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get that popping, kid.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I definitely forgot. Karl Malone is the sheriff in Utah. Yeah, I remember when I went there, he was playing for the Utah Jazz, and I got to go see my first hockey game, 1%. Anyway, we're going to go to the next caller. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 407. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, yo, what up? This is the L.A. Riddler.
Greetings, L.A. Riddler.
Panic, you know me, right, man?
I think you sent me that email that, like, somebody told you to worship a Yog-Sothoth, and then you woke up in the hospital.
Look, though, I got the whole story for you right now, son.
Ooh. All right,
you had a Spider-Man suit on.
Yeah, dog. Yo, I gotta tell you what a crazy ass story. I got the craziest story, son.
That's that one right there. If you could top that shit, you know what I'm saying? Wake up in the hospital. Niggas thought I was bullshitting when I told that story.
Yeah.
I think niggas thought I was bullshitting. Like, nigga got with a yog sucked off, woke up in the hospital with a Spider-Man suit on 2 days later. I'm glad you called in because now. Niggas think I be bullshit, just be making up jokes. Niggas be hitting me with some real live shit. Like, we gonna hear this story, but I need to know where did you get the suit from, kid? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Where did your grown ass get a Spider-Man suit from?
No, hold on. First off,
did you have the face mask too? Did you have the face mask too?
Yeah, no, yo, I'm only 18, first of all.
So, you're a baby. Okay, you can still fit Spider-Man suits. You're right.
No, but it was just a crazy thing what happened. I took a black wave cap, right, and I put it on my head. You know, saying I wanted waves and all that. And so I couldn't afford a Spider-Man mask because I got lost or something like that, right?
See,
what I did, I took a red do-rag.
You know what? No.
Hey, this is all after fucking with Yogg-Sothoth, kid?
No, but look, here's how it goes. All right, so look. So I had this Sharpie mark, and I put, like, all the lines on it, right? I put all the lines on it. It's fresh. I'm Peter Parker, most deaf, son.
Right.
No way. You can't say I'm not spot. So, look, after that, today, I was on Tuesday, and I was getting to that. But on Wednesday, I don't remember what happened.
Were you on any kind of drugs, kid?
Yes.
Well, yes,
you were.
Yeah, okay. What was you on, kid?
Mary Jane.
Yes, he was smoking that Mary Jane.
Let me tell you this. I know you ain't smoking no panic bag.
No. He was an action figure for real.
That panic pack had you on some Spidey shit, kid. Now, really? I better get y'all one of those. You know what I'm saying? You had a one piece suit on, don't you?
No, this is a crazy thing. It was like the suit that I remember having didn't have any hands or feet on it, right?
Uh-huh.
So I remember it was a Halloween costume, but after that, like, okay. I had a dream. I was putting on this kind of Spider-Man kind of pajama suit kind of thing. It was kind of tight, like, and it was smaller, and it had the hands and feet on it, too. And as I put it on, I could feel, like, stretching and getting bigger because it was small. You know, I'm really putting it on now. You know what I'm saying? I'm running around doing all that.
So you wasn't dreaming. It was really happening.
Yeah, but it was like, I never had, that wasn't my suit. I went to the Quantum World, son.
I know you did.
I got the real suit. So you know my mom, right?
Nah, let me tell you.
But I'm not gonna say her name though.
I would hope not.
But she's conscious. I mean, she's conscious. She's conscious and knows the work.
Yeah, I did the work.
No. Your mom's is conscious. I mean, if she's your mom, she did the work. You know what I'm saying? But you're saying she's conscious because you said, "Do I know her?" So I know her, she has to be conscious.
Right.
We just go to the next day. No, I'm saying, I'm listening to
you. Go ahead.
Okay, but no, before that, dog, yo, I've been in consciousness for, like, since 2010, right? The summer of 2010.
Uh-huh.
And you know what got me hooked? You know the 25 Return of the Black, there was like a 25-part video series, Return of the Black Gods and Goddesses. On that first 1906 account.
Okay.
I got in through there in 2010, and I never got this until now.
You started to get it now, you're saying?
I never had anything to motivate me, you know what I'm saying? I needed something.
Ah.
Are you saying the Spider-Man suit and that transformation helped motivate you?
Oh, no. Oh, I got to tell you. So, look, this is what happened, though. I'm going to tell you everything what happened, dog.
Well, you've been... Listen. Let's get to the skinny of it. Tell us what happened so we can know what happened. We already know you got the suit. You started drawing lines.
The moral of this story has to come down to you was walking up the side of a building or some shit. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
We got to get
otherwise, you just otherwise, you just a nigga running around with a do-rag and a goddamn Halloween suit on.
Right. Yeah.
You spun a web or you stop a lizard man you seen the Green Goblin or some shit?
Yeah, but I don't remember seeing him. That's the thing in this whole story. It related to me so much, everything you've been talking about, right? And I'm gonna tell you, I've never had like a spirit, like a knowing.
Uh-huh.
I never had like a real spiritual knowing until now.
Okay.
Like, tonight, in a remix?
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it that you feel that you know now?
All right. I feel like I know who my mother is, right? But there's something I got to do. I got to heal it. You know what I'm saying? Because panic, when I wrote that note, remember that story, that really hurt her. Remember that. So now I feel like this is something that's not right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's just something, because when y'all was telling me, y'all was talking to all the people before in the remix, and all those stories about a leg by and a leg by and all that, I was just studying a leg by. Visions, before, once I first figured out and before I got to this point, I started reading, all the voodoo visions books, and, I was studying Hoshun, and I got a check in the mail for, $50, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I came, I started studying Legba, and y'all was talking about, I was getting a transmission in my head, it was starting to connect.
Your spidey senses were tingling.
Yeah, my spidey senses. So look, man, I'm telling you, panic, we got to, I don't know, man. It's something I got to do. I don't know what I got to do now.
All you got to do is not put on that damn suit no more and take drugs. That's number
one. For real. That's real talk.
You don't need that. Like I said, just focus, study. Like I said, email me and I'll send you 1,000 links to so many things that you can do.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You get in that suit, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You want one shot.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, I'll say this to you, and I know we got to move on. It's other callers. On a serious note, I did pull a card for you, and what came up was the goddess Het-Heru. And this has a lot to do with the energy between yourself and your mother, and that's definitely who you need to really connect with on so many different levels, so that you can really bring some balance into this as you're going through this experience, because you are having an experience, but as you go through this experience, you're really going to need that support of your mother to really kind of help to balance you out with that energy. That's real talk. The other thing I want to tell you, and Brother Panic has talked about this numerous times, I'll just touch on it here, and it's one of the things that I've seen in the reading. A lot of times when you're smoking things, particularly these herbs and weeds, I don't have any preference. People get to do what they want. I'm not telling you this from a good, bad point of view. But what happens is it artificially opens up portals within you. So can you tap into energy? Can you go to other dimensions? Can you connect with things? You can. But you do not get the experience of being able to hold it. This is why so much of what you're saying is you remember it, but you can't remember it. You understand what I'm saying? You were there, but you can't connect with it because it was artificially stimulated within you. And a lot of times what happens is a lot of people readings come to me, their brothers, their cousins, their uncles, their mamas, their daddies, their sisters, their brothers have gotten stuck into those other dimensions. And so what happens is everybody knows somebody in their family that is walking around and half of them is in this reality and the other half is stuck somewhere else. So if you want to take a trip, you want to get some herb packs and do some things that you can naturally be able to hold and maintain the experience. It's almost like going to the gym and using free weights or using your own body weight as opposed to something artificial to get you to get where you're going. So you really want to leave that shit alone because you're tripping still right now. And anytime you try to go back into that realm, you're going to see that there is missing pieces. And this is why you don't know what to do. Now, on some level, some of us don't know what to do regardless. We don't need drugs to be jacked up. I'm not saying that. But that is something, seriously, you need to stay away from.
Okay.
Right, because at the end of the day, you still don't have any answer. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's
right. So it's not like you had an experience and then you came back with a whole bunch of hot shit. It's like, you know what I mean? You had an experience.
Yes,
and like real talk, you know what I'm saying? You could have been raped in an alley and wouldn't even know.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
But now you want to stay control of your spiritual faculties. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what you want to do is you want to tap into these things without the use of any narcotics. If you're going to use, and I even say this, even with herb pack, eventually you're supposed to graduate off that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Yeah, but you don't want to start with drugs. You want to start with, see, the herb pack doesn't work to give you experience. It works to get it remove your blockages so you can have a fucking experience. You get what I'm saying? These drugs give you, as Blue said, artificial experiences. Or if you can handle the drugs, it will give you an experience that will be good for that night or whatever you want to call it. But still, I thought we were doing something a little bit stronger here. You know what I mean?
Right. Because you won't be able
like I said, if you had that experience and you could actually retain something, then we may be talking. But we talked about a Spider-Man story, and I didn't even hear you sling a web. I thought you caught Dr. Ock or something. You know what I'm saying?
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You caught it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So thank
so,
you.
Yeah,
for
keep on. Yeah, keep on trying though. You know the spirit is in there is trying to talk to you, but like I said, you gotta relax and let it talk. It's there.
Yeah.
That's why you feel it. It's trying to talk to you, but it actually it needs you to be so. Especially now, you may have been able to get away with that shit in the 70s, but we talking now. This is changed.
Yeah.
These things are supposed to come online within you by themselves. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
So again, let me be clear.
Yeah.
Right. The herb pack takes away from your human drama so you can have the experience. It doesn't give you the experience. It helps you to get into your experience. There are times I use stuff, which is basically just liquor, to have an experience.
Right.
But
that's even more natural than some of
I don't even drink no more. I don't even drink recreationally. I never even drunk. I only started drinking when I got into spiritual shit. Now I'm so past that. All that liquor is just being poured to the gods now. Every once in a while, I have a sip recreationally, not even spiritual work, because you don't need that shit even. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So those are some things to begin to think about, and definitely, we said enough, but we want to send you love and no more Spider-Man suits. I don't care if you are small enough to fit in them.
I'm gonna say this though. If you put on that Spider-Man suit again, film that shit, nigga. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Film that shit. You know what I'm saying? Tag me in that motherfucker.
I got you.
All right.
That motherfucker.
Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace.
He needs to know what I'm saying? Spider-Man is badass. When I was little, I wore a Spider-Man suit too, but I always knew what the fuck happened on the first. We was wearing that shit on the 31st, and then on the first, my ass was in school the next day, goddamn it.
Oh, gosh. All right.
I remember when I told that fucking story, I thought I was bullshitting. Oh, panicky, exaggerate. That nigga woke up with a Spidey suit on. You know what I'm saying?
It was a makeshift one.
Nah, he left all the good shit out that story, too, though.
Yes, he did. I remember
me.
He told
me.
Yes.
The shit he told me that story, he left the good shit out, like how we got that Spider-Man suit on. Who he was fighting. It was some voodoo shit that he was fighting. He left all the good shit out. You know what I'm saying? He's fighting some voodoo shit. This nigga said he started fucking with the Necronomicon. Yogg-Sothoth. He said that. He said, could you mess with the Yogg-Sothoth and Blackout? Like, what happened to you, dude? You know what I'm saying? And like, I know that, and the person who told him to do that shit, she crazy than a motherfucker. And she sent me pictures of Cthulhu. Like, she paints pictures, so she fucks with it for real. She's painting pictures of Cthulhu, and she painted me some pants shit. I'm putting all this shit up. So, she went right to the template. She said, you want to be grown, nigga? Fuck with Yogg-Sothoth. Oh, yeah, whatever, nigga. That nigga woke up in a hospital with a Spidey suit with an IV in him.
Oh,
What was that goddamn show where the kid was the superhero? Kick-Ass. Nigga, Kick-Ass. We just talked to Kick-Ass, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Woo, I tell you, only in the remix, you guys. We're going to go to the next caller. We see you guys here. 646-652-27. What is the number to call?
Kick-Ass.
Oh, 614-614. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 614. Okay, we'll come back, 614. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 407. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, family.
Peace. Who's on the line, please?
Yes, this is D from Magic City.
From Magic City?
Yep, the home of the magic.
The home of the magic. Where's the home of the magic?
Where your boy Spider-Man is from.
Spider-Man's from Queens. That dude that put a Spider-Man, the dude that wore that suit, that's the real Spider-Man from goddamn Metropolis or some shit.
Yeah, he sure is.
Real Spider-Man from goddamn the Daily Bugle. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Right, he from Queens with Mary Jane and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That dude. That dude's not on that. He got on that PCP ooh-wee.
Yeah, he was ooh-wee and for real.
Nigga said he crafted his mask out of do-rags.
He needed to meditate a little bit more.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, that nigga needs, he definitely needs some goddamn, that nigga needs some goddamn spirulina. You know what I'm saying? Be a diode. That nigga needs some monatomic gold. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he too.
That nigga need to look at the symbols.
Oh, man.
That nigga need to eat allotropes of carbon. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Bless him.
That nigga need a cleaning. A vitamin flush. This nigga needs some alkaline system.
All right. 407, yes. What's your name again?
My name is D. I'm Fly Sparks in the chat room.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the original brother on the pole. It's been a while.
Oh,
my man. Oh, man, what's going on, dog? I thought you just were somewhere crying for a while. I didn't hear from you a while.
We haven't heard from Brother on the Pole in a minute. You still swinging on that pole?
You still stripping, kid?
I got off the pole to do some work.
That's what's up.
Had to play your rant with singles. We with you. I ain't heard from you in a while, kid. What's the deal?
Yes.
How's everything, man?
It's been a minute, but. Man, I love the show tonight. I give thanks. Always a lot of insight.
Good, brother. Good, man.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I say no. Always glad to help, and I'm sure Blue is just as proud.
Yes.
Just as proud.
You know what?
Okay, so my question, I always have a lot of questions, obviously, because it's like, damn, by the time I get on, it's like a hundred things I want to know. But one of my questions was about the movies and something you spoke about before about Will Smith.
Uh-huh.
And basically you were saying something to the effect that he likes to take on his things,
exactly,
like taking things on or something.
The sacrificial role. Matter of fact, I'm going to open up now his, remember I told you I went through all the black actors. So I'm going to open up him now and see some of the things I wrote about him. So we could go through this.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Because that was basically my question. Part of my question was, because like in hip-hop, he used to be a rapper, I know that. And in the hip-hop community, there's this trend of being a rapper, actor, you know, trying to be all of these things. And then it wasn't just like Will Smith. You was talking about, like, some of the other rappers who they played parts and then they just changed their persona and all this kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
My question was, what I was hoping you would do is, like, expound on that some, like, you know, basically kind of get into some of that.
Well, of course, it goes to show you all that shit they told you about rap music ain't shit. The money's in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? So all the niggas that got five mansions and a yacht, rap money ain't that really luxury. It's like a high-paying job. So now, with more of an agenda, the best example of that is actually Ice Cube. Ice-T is another one.
Yeah.
So knowing that with music, it doesn't have this fake performance persona. I mean, if you hear Weird Al Yankovic, you think he's weird in real life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When somebody's acting in a movie, they act in a movie. If you see Diana Ross, what she presents on stage, you kind of say, well, that's Diana Ross. Very few performances in rap. Like when that nigga was doing that song, Love Shack, Baby, you knew he was gay. You know what I'm saying? We're going to the Love Shack. Whoopi, the Love Shack. You like, he talking about somebody's ass. You know what I'm saying? The Love Shack. So you really can't. So now if you flip that to rap, let's say Ice Cube. Ice Cube came out with Fuck the Police. So how serious he is, whatever, it doesn't matter. He left a record of it, which is a record of it. So
yeah.
I know this works because after I would talk in my personal life of how disgusted I was on some of the things when, you know, I was a young buck coming up, couldn't wait to work with Public Enemy. Once I did, how that dream, I almost rather wouldn't have worked with him because he crushed the dream. But then as I'm talking to this young brother about this, who had no business understanding or knowing what Public Enemy is, so he listened to their old music and it was one of the things that got him conscious. So meaning this old shit has a purpose, an effect. You get what I'm saying? Even though, so it's in their interest to take Flavor Flav and don't do nothing but put his ass on TV. Then when he's playing around with Bridget Nielsen, to put him and her on their own show.
Right.
Because what it does is fucks with the legacy of Public Enemy, and this is done by design. So every new kid, see, the old people are the old, so we done. Public Enemy, we ain't going to put on a Public Enemy record and then become the fucking president of the United States. It's for young kids. So now they identify Flavor Flav with Flavor of Love, Public Enemy's over, or the power of them is over. Ice Cube, just with that Are We There Yet series bullshit, has totally destroyed the concept of what Ice Cube was. Mr. Angry Man, you get what I'm saying? Jerry Curl Man with a ghetto message is now getting fucking paint buckets dropped on his head. The popcorn popper pops up and fills the room, slipping on banana peels, making doo-doo on himself. You know what I'm saying? But even before then, he did Triple X Part 3. And in this movie, he actually takes a couple of arrows for the president, which is another way of saying, fuck the police, now I'm dying for the system. So suddenly, and in that movie, they showed a few pictures of Ice Cube, and they showed the actual picture from his Compton days in that movie to link that with your psyche. So this is how they shut him down. You get what I'm saying? Ice-T, fuck the police, now you spent 25 fucking years being a police on TV. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
That really leads to what you were saying about the stereotypes and the mind control.
That is a particular mind control based upon a mind control that we actually took control of. Because music being a mind control too, you get what I'm saying, and something that's constantly under control. When rap came, what you seen was a lot of young black persona being uncut and shown for the first time. So much so that even to this day, niggas is complaining about white people but don't realize we have the mind of every white kid on this planet right now. And you still don't do nothing but talk about, I'm getting money, yo. I got bitches, yo. And every white kid would listen to you, whatever the fuck you got to say right now. They would have did that 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? We got them on some Pied Piper shit, but just when we got them, we ain't talking about nothing. Because they made it lucrative for us to talk about nothing. You get what I'm saying? Once we knew we had them. So when we slipped through with all the Rakims, the KRS-Ones, the Big Daddy Kanes, the LL Cool J's, where you had young youth reflecting themselves as true as they possibly could in that form. That alone is dangerous. Fuck what they're going to say. Just the mere fact they acting like they act. Because we got to remember, we old enough to remember before rap. And we remember you can count on your hands black folks that you could identify with. And all of them were acting. They weren't being themselves. Jimmy J.J. Walker, you get what I'm saying? Michael Evans and Todd Bridges. It wasn't too much beyond that, you know what I'm saying? Beyond what happened in the 70s with Shaft and Jim Brown, but these guys were, like, not connected in the way where you could identify with them personally, but you could identify with their screen persona. And you just really cheerleaded, even though they were different people. When you came to rap, it wasn't a persona. A lot of it was, as we know, by the time you got to Tupac, but even the persona they were portraying was the standard street b-boy. You could tell LL, the standard mentality of it. So that alone was dangerous, just to see a true reflection, and then just to make it to MTV and white kids seeing a true reflection, no longer saying, well, these are pocketbook snatchers, and these are just mindless gold chain wearing Jerry Curl motherfuckers that will rape and rob your mother. We started to show them complexity. You get what I'm saying? And yeah. This became dangerous. So the symbols that we stood for, they would have to corrupt that. You get what I'm saying? So Will Smith, fun-loving, teenage kid, first movie, 6 degrees of separation, kissing a white man. You get what I'm saying? Then later on in life, Wild Wild West got a dress on. You get what I'm saying? Legend of Bag of Vance. He's this magical spiritual Negro from the ethers that came back to how to play golf. Mm-hmm. Bag of Vance, the magical spiritual nigga from the ethers. I Robot, servant, you know, all broke up about how he couldn't save this little white girl. Hitch, trying to show this white man how to be the tall, dark, and handsome Osiris. And I told you that was a part of mind control, because if you watch that movie as if Will Smith is courting him, you'll see a whole different movie. Through that whole movie, Will Smith is courting him and gets nervous around the women, but becomes a genius around Kevin, what's his name? But you wouldn't think about that consciously. Subconsciously, that's how they get to mind control. Pursuit of Happiness is showing you this pitiful shit. I even talked about the Pursuit of Happiness earlier today with that other interview. In that movie, you see another aspect of that movie besides giving you this false idea that anyone could fucking make it in America, because this particular guy did. The guy did an interview in the movie with no shirt or no pants, one or the other. But through the movie, Will Smith portrayed this guy who knew he had the job, which is right brain thinking. He was in the know. So in a left brain patriarchal society, this is why this movie becomes a movie, because it seems that this guy was thinking different, fixing up the Rubik's Cube and all the rest of this kind of shit, because he was dealing with in the know, which is right brain. That's how we have to have the same approach to magic. You get what I'm saying? Because you know in reality, you walk in an interview with no fucking shirt, you ain't getting no fucking job. Let's stop. You know what I'm saying? So his fucking story is special, because he was walking around with this confidence of knowing, you get what I'm saying, which seems like this triumphant shit, but really he was just doing the opposite. He wasn't thinking logical. I better have the best shirt or the best pants. He was like, no, I'm going to show him I'm the best man for the job, because I know, right brain shit. And the 7 pounds, he just gave up his heart. It was mind control, because even though it looks like on the surface he gave his heart up to Rosario Dawson, a colored woman, at the end, she looks lovingly into the eyes of Woody Harrelson. Your subconscious mind sees that, even though your conscious mind says, well, he's looking into Will Smith's eyes, and he's looking at her heart. But no, you're looking at a black woman. You're looking at him sacrifice so a black woman can look lovingly into a white man's face. That's what your subconscious mind sees. That's mind control. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to get these rappers in it, like Tretch, he did a movie where this nigga did some straight slave shit, pulled his pants down, showed his dick. Like, you like that? Straight slave auction. In The Sopranos, Tretch got shot in his ass. You get what I'm saying? Get Rich or Die Trying, 50 Cent came through the door, homo thugging it. have a shower scene where they fighting ass naked, dick swinging. I don't even want to play that fucking role. Fuck that. And he's the one who got Terrence Howard to do that shit. I don't want to be play fighting with you niggas in the shower and one of them nuts fall on my leg. I'm going to fucking lose it. You know what I'm saying? ain't no fucking acting in the world like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
I'm trying to think of another rapper. Who's another rapper who was acting? And we'll show you where he got his at. Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is a prime example. His whole lifestyle is based upon a persona we seem to think is real. Weed all day, pimp lifestyle, such and such.
Right.
So any corruption with a Snoop Dogg is real. See, Ice Cube in the beginning had one acting mode, which was just all the time mad. You know what I'm saying? But now he's a little bit, well, he still acts all the time fucking mad. But you see so much of him, you know he's acting or trying to act. Snoop Dogg is Snoop Dogg 100%. You get what I'm saying? So Snoop Dogg gets in Starsky and Hutch, and that white man smacked the shit out of him. He's smacking Snoop Dogg. He ain't smacking no character named Huggy Bear. You get what I'm saying? He's smacking Snoop Dogg. You get what I'm saying? So they doing that shit with purpose. You get what I'm saying? With purpose. Fucking The Rock, the epitome of wrestling manhood. This nigga gets in the movie Be Cool, he's shaking his ass and twerking his titties. And if that ain't enough, he goes in the movie Tooth Fairy and puts on a straight dress. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Puts on a straight dress. You know what I mean? You can name it. DMX, showed his ass and belly. You get what I'm saying? But even worse than that, and I need to update my goddamn book, he does a show with, he does a reality show now with his wife, with other couples. This motherfucker cried every goddamn 3 minutes on this show. And not man crying, this shit. Woo-hoo! Now listen to, I tell you, I get it. Your mama can do some terrible shit if it ain't right. But
right.
To have him dramatize that shit on TV, that's ritual. You get what I'm saying? And the girl he's with, he's been with her since they was in goddamn preschool. That's your fucking mama right there. But this nigga breaks down snot crying every moment. So he may be that hurt, and it may be called for. I get it. But you don't do that shit in front of the goddamn nation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When there's an agenda there. You know what I'm saying? You need to go find you. Take some of that fucking, them goddamn dumbass gold chains you bought and get a therapist. You know what I'm saying? Fuck magic. You need therapy, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You have to go there. You know what I'm saying? I need to get into some magic. No, you need to get your ass into some therapy first. You know what I'm saying? You that fucked up. You need to go see a psychiatrist, not an oracle. You know what I'm saying? A psychiatrist.
That's true. You're right. Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
3 minutes to go. I want to kind of put that out there before we get into the after hours, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We got 3 more minutes. We're going to do a little bit of after hours. Brother Panic taking your cult questions. Don't forget, this weekend, Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be making his way to the ATL on Sunday night. Atlanta Lectures at hotmail.com. You can find out all the details. If you want to get in on the streaming, you need to email Brother Panic, and you need to do it now. If you're coming and you're thinking about coming down to the ATL, you can buy a ticket at the door. That's true, but you need to definitely let everybody know that you're on your way.
Right. That sounds good. So Atlanta Lectures at hotmail.com. Come on, get it now. It's this Sunday, so if you're still thinking about it, now's the time to press that button, that panic button. Let's get it on.
Remember the song Push the Button? You remember the song?
You're going to have to play that one for me.
Huh?
Oh, you remember that?
Push the Button?
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah,
I didn't realize that's one of your. I didn't remember that. I didn't realize that was one of your routines from when you pole dance, kid. I didn't realize that song was in your set. I didn't realize that song was in your set. You know what I'm saying?
You silly.
me and this dude used to clown each other to the ultimate level on Facebook. I just thought he gave the fuck up. Like, this nigga had a picture him holding onto a pole horizontally. What you trying to prove with that bullshit? He said, I've been calling him a pole dancer ever since. He just disappeared for like 2 years.
Yes, it looked like he had a hat on, too. It looked like he had a hat. But listen.
Yeah, he was going to church.
Yeah, you stupid. Here's the deal, you guys. There will not be a remix on Sunday night at the normal time because we're going to be checking in with the lecture, streaming in, checking in with the lecture. But I will be doing soulful readings at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the morning. So if you're looking for the remix, it's not going to be here. So no worries about missing the remix. We can all check in with Brother Wayne Chandler, see how the lecture is going, and then later on get some soulful readings and do that. Make sure to reach out to the Panic as well. You know how to do that, AlanaLectures@hotmail.com. And we got 54 seconds. So for those of you who are not here, you know what to do. Download, download, download. If you like the show, like it. And if you love the show, I want you to love it. Leave it, you know, spread the word on the universe, on the Twitter, do it on Facebook. You know, leave us a message. We'd love to hear the feedback from the show as well, too. And don't forget to download, 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 download. And also, what is it? Blue, what is the kitty's name? Is it Blue Panic? Blue Panic
Blue
Kitty?
Panic. Yeah, she got to send me more clips. I like that. She sent me a clip. Boy, she got like Animal Kingdom, and she's an animal lover, man. She got Animal Kingdom. Come on, they just the cat and dog.
I want to see a clip of the Blue Panic Kitty. You keep putting.
Oh yeah, you
got
to send that
kitty
to Blue. Question
I
want to
see that. Yeah, question for Blue.
Question for Blue. Hit her up. Send me more. And like, she got like the Animal Kingdom, like for real. Like she got like. Remember that in Ghostbusters. Dogs and cats living together, total chaos. See, the dogs and cats living together, they all just playing together, all just breastfeeding off each other. You know what I'm saying? So
I love
it. She gave the cats a good home. I want to thank her again.
Let me see
if I still have her card up here. I don't think I have a card up here. Next time I talk, I'll make sure I have a card.
Yeah, I remember you gave it out last time.
She's got a cleaning business.
She has a cleaning
business. I gave it out.
So
right,
just like a good witch, just like a good fairy. Fairy.
Right.
Not a fairy.
Right.
She has fairy energy.
Wicked witch.
Yes.
A very, very, very wonderful person when I met the sister. She took three cats off my hands.
Ain't he crazy? Ain't he crazy? He crazy. You know, nothing is
crazy. That's the change.
Well, I want
to... Hey, I love y'all. Before I get off, I just want to say I love y'all. You know, I've been with the remix for a minute, and it's been nothing but goodness, insight. The laughter is the best magic, the best medicine. Thank you, Blue. Thank you, Pan. And
yes,
watch energy for the brother, man. I wish I could be at that. That's going to be some fire, you know, with Wayne Chandler. But many blessings for that event.
Yes, you can always stream it. You can always stream, so you can be there. So know that you
for
can
real,
be
we,
there.
We need some opening strippers, too. So you're always welcome to come do your little dance.
You can bring your pole and you
right.
know.
Yeah, right. I'm just so happy to hear you still making your singles, getting your money. You know what I'm saying? Getting your money, making your single. I thought you may have got raided because I ain't hear from you about a year. I thought you were, you know.
Well, he's
I'm
been
glad
moving.
There, right?
I know you've been moving, huh? You've been moving around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm doing my thing.
Yes,
yeah,
I see
saying.
The luggage. It's still next to
come
you,
to
so
lecture,
you still got...
Come to the lecture.
You got
we're
more
one of them damn... One of them penis things with tassels.
You know what? Oh, my goodness.
And male strippers be wearing those damn penis gloves with tassels on it, kid. You know what I'm saying? You open up for Wayne, kid.
No.
Oh, God, wow.
Wayne will fucking lose it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Panic, what the fuck you doing, Panic? This shit here. Wayne will start getting into that goddamn Qigong shit. We all get it. Oh, you know how to fight karate. I've seen your karate pictures.
Oh, yes, that's right. He does all
that. I want to see you and Wayne and shit go at it. Don't you
know what I'm saying? No, you don't want to.
That'd be a hot lecture.
understand? That'd be a hot Lexan, all right. Yeah. And I do like that dude from UFC. You ready? You ready? Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Wayne, my money's on Wayne, okay?
Yeah.
My money's on Wayne. Wayne will do a hand move to shut down your solar plexus, kid.
No, all he'll have to do is do a couple of breathing breaths.
That's all right. You bring that pole to the fight. It might be something else. You know what I'm saying? You set that pole up.
No.
Take out that dick. Take that dick glove out with the tassel on it. Oh shit! This is gonna be some real calm.
Panic is crazy. It's crazy for real.
You know, you get the male stripper, the leather male stripper gloves with the circles and the knuckles, the cut off fingers and the circles and the knuckles. With that little circle at the top of the hand and the snap, you know what I'm saying? Them stripper, the male stripper, so you can hold that pole or Wayne. I don't know if Wayne can take it, kid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're like, nah, I ain't gonna fight this dude, kid.
Oh,
you
my goodness.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it was good. It was good hearing from you. Good to know the poll is still alive. Well.
Right. It's good to know that the poll is still open for business, kid. The poll is still open for business, kid.
Well, peace and love to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, bro, we love you too, bro. Love you too, bro.
Always. You know it. Much love. Much
always,
love.
Always, man. All right, we'll talk to you soon, bro.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Only in the remix, you guys. Only in the remix.
Get that dick tassel, boy. Put that dick tassel power on that.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what that is.
You never seen, like, the male strippers, and they wear, like, a dick glove. You know what I'm saying? But they be having tassels on it. You never seen that shit?
Oh, my God.
He come out, there's some girls in this house. And he got dick tassels on. And then they wear them leather gloves. The gloves are cut, and then the knuckles got circles in them. Then there's a big circle, and they snap. You know what I'm saying? So they can pick up chicks and put their face in the titty. You know what I'm saying? A dick tassel. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
straight
okay.
Dick tassel. Ooh,
we're going to go to the next call. The next call. Calling in from area code 317. Ooh, you're live in the remix, 317. You're in the after hours.
Dick tassel.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Yes. Who's on the line?
This is G-Man.
What up, G-Man?
Calling in from Indianapolis. What's up, Pat?
What's going on, bro? Okay, what's up, man?
Not a whole lot. Hey, I had a question. I got a 4-year-old daughter, and she has what we used to call back in the day nightmares. I used to have a lot when I was a kid. I'd wake up seeing things, and I didn't have anybody back then to explain to me what they were.
Mm-hmm.
Now it seems like she's going through the same thing, and I don't know what to tell her, you know, to kind of, you know, take away that fear.
No, you could tell her stories. That's the idea of reading a story. You get what I'm saying? Because you are trying to put her to sleep, and she should fall asleep to your stories, to your voice, because you're giving her something to take into the subconscious world. So nightmares are nothing but powerful dreams trying to warn you. So it could be past life. It could be just something in your genius to find Neil. But then they're only scary in terms of power. There's nobody really trying to get her none of these things,
right.
or no curse things. But see, that's the idea of soothing the child with a bedtime story. How old is she, you say? How old is she again? Two?
Four.
Four years old.
Yes.
Try to read her stories and comfort her. You get what I'm saying? And
okay.
To the point where she falls asleep to your voice, because that's what you're trying to get her to bring into that world. Now, if that isn't working, come up with a mantra for her to repeat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm a dream about whatever's easy for her, United Community. I'm going to dream about and make something up and see if she can do it. You know what I'm saying? Shit. This is the Remix family. I used to pee the bed.
Yeah, he told the story too.
Oh, I didn't tell this shit before?
Yeah, you told it.
So my mom was like, look, motherfucker, you fucking up mattresses in this motherfucker. Nigga, we are poor. So she just, I mean, it was to the point where she was like, you need to sleep your ass in the tub. She tried that shit a couple of nights. And then she just kept saying, she said, just repeat to yourself, I'm not going to pee. I'm not going to pee. I just do that to fell asleep. And sure enough, we woke up with old pissy mattress, but not new pissy mattress. You understand? So I would suggest the same. I would suggest the same thing. If that doesn't work, then I would say get a reading, see if it's something deeper.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to ask, if I should get a reading, Miss Blue.
Yeah,
I know you have the Baby Lotus things, and you know her and her sister, they sleep in the same room in the same bed.
Yeah,
the older sister.
Yeah.
And, they both had a dream, or one of them had a dream, and they woke up and the bed was vibrating.
Well, let me tell you this. Can I tell you this really, really quick? And I just want to tell you this because of time. But I want to tell you this before you got to it. Because what I get is that her bed is really in a bad position. Do you have her bed next to the door?
As soon as you walk in to her bedroom, the bed is right in front of the door. Yes.
Okay. Now, here's some things, and I'll tell you this. I talk about this in some of the Feng Shui shows. It's really important because I instantly picked up that it was the position of her bed that is exacerbating why she's having these nightmares, and even her sister. You want to make sure that their position, and this is for anybody out there with your children. Sometimes things like windows and doors, those are gateways. And it doesn't matter that the door takes you into the house. It is still a gateway. And so what you want to do is you want to change that position of her bed so that the head of the bed, because right now the position you got it in is kind of what we call the dead man's position. You don't want her bed. You want to change that bed on a different side of the wall so that they can see the door. Make sure that they can lay in the bed, and from the head of the bed, any position, even if you have to slant the beds, because I see it's kind of a small room, and it has one. Do you have one window in there?
It's two windows. Three windows, actually.
It's three windows, but you have some things covering some of the windows, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You need to really rearrange the whole room, because what's happening is how the energy is flowing in there, it's really getting stagnant and it's stopping right by their bed. So they have no other choice because, like Panic said, you know, children, especially being 4 years old, she's able to really, she's still connected to the source. So a lot of her past life memories, all of these things are there when you go to the astral realm. And because that energy is not flowing freely in that space, it's stopping at her. So for a child, that's a damn nightmare. You understand? It doesn't matter how beautiful the story is, that's a nightmare. You understand?
So
kind of this is what you can do. You know, I do the feng shui readings too, and I also do the baby tips. But kind of send me a drawing or either take a picture of their room and I'll tell you how to move some things around so you can get that energy flowing. But it's really where the door is positioned. Now, I want to say this because someone said this is according to feng shui. This is according to energy that they call feng shui. Remember, this has been around since the beginning of time. Feng shui is what I say, so you can know where to go look for this information. But this is very ancient information, and even ancient Kemet, you can see in the hieroglyphs how certain things were positioned and certain things were not kept by the door. But that's what I picked up instantly. So I jumped in just to let you know that that's what it is. As soon as you said that, I
just want to jump in real quick. Yeah, because if you don't, you know what your mom tell you about putting your hat on the table, your shoes on the bed.
That's right.
So this is a black thing. They didn't know nothing about feng shui, but they told you where not to put your shoes, your hat, your coat, your this, your that, the other thing.
Okay.
But yeah, that Blue, that was off the hook. Now keep going, Blue, because that shit was off the hook. The shit she's telling you, priceless, kid.
Yeah.
Priceless.
So
that's why I always say, if you want to deal with that type of shit, that Blue is your woman. because that's the shit she's into. Like me, I'll tell you some how to get into some magical shit. She'll tell you how to block, stop all the shit that's going on in your house. That ain't right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what
cool.
I mean?
Cool.
That's
cool.
Definitely what you want to do, because that energy and really when it comes to certain frequencies, she's getting the low level of it. So it is a nightmare. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
It is
right,
a nightmare.
Right.
And it's coming right
or
into her door.
Manifesting
yes,
as a nightmare.
Manifesting because she's a child, so she can't process it. So it's a night,
okay.
You know, it's a nightmare to her. But you need to change their rooms around. You have those windows blocked and things in front of them. You don't want to do that. In a child's room, you do want to allow the energy to flow freely in there, and energy is not flowing freely. It's too many things in there and too many things on the floor. So it's going to be very important, nothing underneath their bed, one, because that definitely causes nightmares for children and even some adults, but mainly for children. You don't want to put things under the bed, and you definitely got to move the position. That's going to stop it. And really, you know, email me because I can tell you how to get the kids involved in too. And I do this thing where you walk the labyrinth, and they can walk the labyrinth in their own room. So it creates a positive gateway into their bedroom to flow that energy correctly. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all don't want to fuck around with Miss Blue shit right now. Everybody was trying to tell me, oh, Miss Blue is so new to this shit. I said, okay, watch this shit. I'm about to show y'all niggas a trick. They was trying to hit me with that old ego shit. Oh, but you know she's new. I said, no, she's not. Y'all a new motherfucker. I'm about to show y'all. Don't get it twisted, because you just hearing this kind of shit. Watch. Easy as pie. Said it once, Blue always had something to add. Went to the next level. I told you, a lot of motherfuckers was asking me, do the shows and all the rest of this kind of shit.
Daddy.
Fuck all of that.
Hold on, sweetie.
Daddy. Oh, that's the baby girl right there.
Yeah, that's her. That's too bad.
Change my room.
You better listen.
You better listen. Move my room around. We just heard it. What you waiting for? What you on the phone for?
I'm telling you. You better handle
sounds
your
adorable.
Business.
Yeah, I better.
She sounds adorable.
Yes.
Yeah, like, Daddy, you heard what you needed in.
Yeah.
Roll your sleeves.
She's on it.
Right.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes. Yeah. Well, just email me. Shoot me an email. question4blue@gmail.com, and we'll get the babies hooked up right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then.
All right.
Good, man.
Thank you, Blue. All right, thank bro. You.
All
right.
Yeah,
all right.
Down, my brother.
All right. Wow, sounds like she said, Dad, look, you still on the phone?
She said, you're not listening.
Get this shit together. You better move this shit tonight. You know, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I don't know, nigga. You ain't the one getting the nightmare. You listen to this shit?
She said, you got not.
I did all that work to get you through to Miss Blue, and this is how you thank me? Tonight.
She said, you're not listening.
Right. You listen
that's
to
classic.
This
classic. Yes, yes, yes. Here we go. 713, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
All right. Hi, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was me that you picked. First off, thanks for having me. My name is Santos Guerrero, and I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
All right.
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I post on your Facebook at times.
I remember your name. What's going on, brother?
Not much. Enjoying the show. It's a good show.
Good.
It's my first time calling with you on the line. I've called before. Anyways, I'll get to the point. No, because sometimes I listen to other callers, and sometimes they drag it out, and we got to consider everyone else's time.
You got to pass because you're on my Facebook. I know you are.
Cool.
You're on my Facebook. You get passed.
I've been listening to the movie series, and it's got me thinking, because like in my past I went through periods where like I watched tons of movies, and so a lot of your shows, like I connect with it because of experience or thoughts that I've had in my past. So that's why
gotcha.
I'm always listening. Okay. So outside of movies, we have like the lens, the camera lens that it takes mm-hmm. to shoot these films and whatnot. And the lens also plays a role with, like, telescopes and photography with cameras. Mm-hmm. And so, like, like historically, like, maybe we can say a couple hundred years back when, you know, philosophers were using I'm sorry, my thoughts are a little scattered because
Just take your time, brother. Just take your time.
Yeah, just take your
take
time.
Take your time. Jesus is on the way. Jesus is coming. Take your time. Bring it home. Right. Jesus is coming. So the lens.
Mm-hmm. The lens. Yeah, yeah. So, mm-hmm. so what I'm thinking is, like, if. Right, so then we have like the Hubble telescope that's out in space, and you know it's documenting where we can physically see what's out there. Mm-hmm. Also, with like Google, for instance, despite agendas or whatnot, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. globally, like they're tracking the world, you know, and it takes that tool to mm-hmm. To make it happen. So I'm thinking, like, you know, if everything in the physical world is just a remnant of our higher divine spiritual I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, it's no. it's like anything physical that we touch and see, even mm-hmm. though it's like it's an illusion. It's like you say, it's a remnant of something greater.
Okay.
Since the lens it's kind of like a catalyst to communicate images, symbols, mm-hmm. and despite the agenda, mm-hmm. what role do you see the lens playing?
That's
on a physical on a physical level versus.
No, that's actually an excellent question. Well, what a lens does, it creates a light prism. So most of what you're seeing is actually looking through the matrix through a light prism.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually a good interpretation, or yeah. good. That's a good point. So, if the lens is held right in the light, you'll see a rainbow. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
They also tell you if now it starts with I can't remember the colors, but it's three colors. I think it's probably the three in the TV: red, blue, and green.
Green.
I remember.
RGB
red, blue, green. RGB. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Those RGB colors, when the signal is going out, is red, blue, and green. When it's coming in, it's blue, red, and blue, green, and red. So your signals, or even in your thoughts, it may be the opposite way we're coming and going, but
right.
in your thoughts, your thoughts actually leave on a light prism. Your pineal gland is also a lens that has crystals
right.
on it. So your thoughts are leaving through a lens. You get what I'm saying? You are seeing
right.
through a lens, your third eye. So the Hubble Space Telescope or movies or cameras to take pictures are actually capturing light in that prism or prison and sends it out. So
right.
that's why you're capturing images or looking at images through that lens, because you're actually looking through a light prism. And
right.
that's how it captures light, captures information. So that actually is actually an excellent question, but that's
yeah.
the role it plays. It's how you decipher and see light. That's all. And really, it's just mimicking the mind. You get what I'm saying? Which
right,
is
right,
true,
right.
True laser beam or your true light lens.
Yeah.
Would you say that? Like, let's say that where we are in quote unquote reality thus far, that
mm-hmm.
everything, like I said, everything plays out like a story, you know, like we say, it's all a dream, and it plays out
mm-hmm.
like a story, and everything's on time. That would you say that the, like, let's say the lens, it's kind of like a collective pineal energy on a physical level?
I wouldn't say that. I would say it's the means of transfer more than
right.
a collective energy. And it's only the means for transfer in a third-dimensional reality. That's why the light prism sounds close to prison. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah, I got you.
So how a thought travels, we can see the thought captured through the light, through the
uh-huh.
RGB color. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
We can see the thought. So we're actually looking at a thought or looking
right.
at a information transfer. So we could. That's how we witness it. And you can see that same prism sometimes caught in crystals. So they'll say when you get a crystal with a rainbow in it, that's a special crystal. Because what they're talking about, that's a thought, an ancient
right.
thought crystallized. And
right.
you recognize it through looking at a lens or a light prism. So to create that and use that, you're just mimicking the pineal gland. So it's not really a collective understanding as it is more a method. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That is a scientific way of seeing things. So in the form of science or physical science, it is just mimicking something that was in. Your true Hubble Space Telescope is your pineal gland.
Right.
And you will never see that thought crystallized, but you will know that thought is thinking.
Right.
Cool. No, that makes perfect sense. And what? Well, one more to take this a step further on the same context.
Okay.
Is you know how like it's we call it technology or inventions, and usually like these inventions like you know, it's certain times throughout history that certain inventions that kind of takes us to the next level type thing. Do you think like on a physical level where like you said it's even though it's a prism, it's light, and with our own retina, with our own eyes, we can only see a certain to a certain degree of the light prism, right? What is it like? I can't remember the word. Anyhow, do you think that there's as far as an invention goes, where there's some type of correlation between like our eyes and the lens itself? Is there something some type of gateway or something special there?
Well, I don't think it's something really special. It's special as it's only mimicking an inner technology because your pineal gland symbolically sees 360 degrees of light. We just call it
spiritual. Okay.
You get what I'm saying? We're looking at light beams. Your physical eyes can only see up until red, the lowest frequency, and violet, the highest. Can't see ultraviolet, can't see infrared. So your chakras are actually a trapped group of light. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Your whole body is a damn prison or a prism of your chakras. So everything, so when you're looking at these through lenses, when you can see these colors, even the sky, when it rains, the rain becomes a lens. That's why you see rainbows. You get
right.
Because you're looking through water and you're looking at the lens. So what you're seeing is just the ability to capture something that you can see physically, but it doesn't make it more divine. You know what I'm saying? The same thought of I want to go chew some bubble gum is just as divine as the greatest thought in the world, and it does the same thing. You get what I'm saying?
Because it does the same thing. You don't really see with your eyes anyway.
Right.
True.
You don't see with your eyes anyway.
Yeah, no, that's what I kept referring to, like the physical or the quote unquote reality. Like, but it's something I guess that like it's been on my mind since I've been listening to the movie series, and it made me take a step back because my roommate's a professional photographer and he's like extremely knowledgeable on it. But, you know, it's as far as these conversations go, it's a little bit different. But, it's been on mine. I thought I'd call it. I appreciate the breakdown
on it.
Great
question. Yeah,
great. Yeah, no problem.
That's a really good question. A good chance to really.
Yeah, that was actually a good question.
That really was. That was a good question to see. So, really good. And glad that you called in. Glad that you held on and had a chance to get in. So, peace and love.
Yeah, I try calling more often. I really appreciate the show, and thank you guys for what you guys do.
All right. Peace.
Much love. See you in the world of Facebook.
Peace.
Peace. All right. Yes, you guys are still hanging on. Wow, troopers, troopers to the end. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, my bad. I ain't even impressed. This MC Such and Such, I ain't even.
MC Such and Such.
I've been on earlier. I ain't.
Okay.
Brother Panic, I wanted to ask you, like, what you were saying earlier about Anubis mm-hmm. coming to you. Like, is mm-hmm. this something like if, like, he'll, like, I see the human body with a dog, will it, like, come to me in a dream?
Let me tell you.
Start talking to me or something?
The sky's the limit. Don't expect nothing. All you want to do is just get with him as a friend. That's what I'm saying. It's actually the simplest thing. Don't have expectations.
No agenda.
Just get with, just get, right, no agenda. Just get with him and see what happens. But don't. If you expect it to come one way, you may miss it coming another way. It's going to come to you how it comes. It's going to come to you how it's going to come to you. It came to me how it's going to come to me. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, right. Okay. So it's like I can't even. It's like he might have came to you different or something. You know what I'm saying? I can't even go by.
Right. That's right. You don't want to go by. Yeah. What I can tell you to do is just get with it. Like I said, get with it, and then see what happens. You're a scientist, so that's you just know the methodology. I just told you the elements that you need to start the pot boiling, and then what happens? The sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? It may come to you greater, motherfucker. You may come home, motherfucker, sitting on your couch eating your goddamn spaghetti.
That's right. That's
you know what I mean?
Right.
So when there's something like things like that happen, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll be, like, out of the ordinary. That's, like, a pioneer experience or, like,
spiritual experience.
Very.
But what you probably would look for with any spiritual experience is what they call synchronicity. Or to make it simple, which there actually isn't no such thing, what we've been calling coincidence. So if you're dealing so in other words, if you're dealing with Anubis, and then you see a stray dog in your goddamn neighborhood.
Yeah.
Sit there.
There you
go. Use the experience. Like, I'm dealing with all these dogs. Right, so it could come anyway in dreams, coincidence on the goddamn bus. Somebody will call you and just
you
say
could be
something.
You watching Scooby-Doo on TV.
Like, Scooby-Doo will come on. Your sister may call you. You know that dog done bit Keisha in her ass again. And you're going to know something. I don't need to have Keisha in my goddamn house. You know what I'm saying? Because I set up Anubis to protect me. So she's telling you.
I think we're going to get cut off. I think we're going to get in a second.
So it's like something subtle. Like it's always like
it
subtle.
Be subtle
like
too. Most spirit moves in subtlety. You get what I'm saying?
It's not
there may be experiences that you see it and it's a big boom. But those are less. Like, if you're being guided, they talking to you like me and you talk. Like, me and you was talking every day. You ain't going to hear no Brother Panic shit. I'm a nigga. What's in the fridge, nigga? That's not profound. Like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? And you're going to hear a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hear a lot of that as well.
Like, Panic over my house being straight nigga, and I thought he was going to be on some
Right. You thought I was going to be on some old goddamn floating around your kitchen. You know what I'm saying? But I will stink up your bathroom in a minute. You know what I'm saying? You need more toilet paper, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
True
that.
I get a lot
of that motherfucker expect me to be profound every minute. And I'm just really on some real niggery shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit, nigga, let's go to Six Flags and take a picture with Mickey Mouse. What the fuck did you just say, man?
True that.
It's a little regular shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a little regular shit.
Yeah, so it's just like rock weed, right?
That's it.
Like, man, nigga, Panic, you so deep. How come you eat a turkey burger every day? I don't know, kid. That's all I got for you. You're right, because that's all I got for you, kid.
Yeah,
that's all I got for you.
don't expect anything. Just know it's going to happen. And that's how you're going to really just come. Like, you know, the whole Peter Pan thing that we always talk about, come like a child with the mind of the child. Just be relaxed in it. If you're sitting there going, I'm looking for a sign, I'm looking for a sign, you're going to be like Charlie Brown in The Great Pumpkin. It's not going to come.
It's not going to come. You're going to be sitting out there waiting for The Great Pumpkin.
Or you're going to miss it. Because you're so busy looking for something. You know how they say you can't see the forest for the trees? Because you're so busy looking, you miss what is there.
You're so busy looking at a forest that you're not seeing the trees right in front of
you. That's right in front of you. So just know that it's going to come. Continue to do what you got to do. And know that that aha moment, that epiphany, that synchronicity, you know, those signs, it's going to come to you. Know it. Don't go looking for it, but just know it. As long as you sit there and keep saying, well, is it going to be this? Is it going to be that? You're going to miss the bus every time.
I could tell you what it was for me, you know what I'm saying?
I had somebody tell me that one night, I can't remember the show Panic did, but we did a show, and the next day they said they went to the bathroom and took a dump, and they seen a Buddha head in the tub, in the toilet. You understand? I mean, like...
If he was looking
for something, who could plan that? I couldn't tell him, look in your shit. It's going to be there, the sign.
So it's like that movie, The Sixth Sense, when he was, like, having his own, like, little, you know what I'm saying, experiences and stuff like that. But not, like, just about, you know, seeing dead people. It's like, you know, with anything, it was, like, his own little, like, oh.
He's in his own world.
Yes, and that's where... But that's the only
thing. And know this, that's exactly what you're trying to develop, which is called the sixth sense.
That's right.
You're trying to develop your sixth sense.
Yeah. Yes.
So you don't know, your power is different from mine. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's not even better or worse, but you flow different. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is different as a chick act like this or some chicks act like this.
That's
right. It's going to come to them different. You know what I'm saying? It's going to come to you in a personality way as well. You know what I mean?
Right.
Shit that you could deal with. And dictated by you. So, I, you know what I'm saying? Niggas said they see spirits standing right there. As soon as that shit happened, I said, all right, I had enough. Y'all don't stand around. Y'all could whisper all fucking night. But you know, I woke up, my grandfather was standing there massaging my fucking head with his hand inside my head. I said, nah, we had about enough of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I will
throw all this shit in the garbage. You know what I'm saying?
I tell him, get out my bathroom. Get out my bathroom. They always come through the portal. So it's always something so different for you. So just remember that. Everybody came back here to experience. And your experience, allow it to be unique for you. The things that Brother Panic offer myself and other are tools to help you with your own experience. Don't screw it up by mixing spaghetti with potato salad. Like, that don't taste together. Let it be authentic.
Right.
Let it be authentic and real, because we see so much that's not authentic. And this is why you can't hold it. This is why it cannot continue for you. You have sort of that one good money shot, and you never get it again. So you're like the drug addict, keep trying to get high again. But get high on your own supply, and then you can keep getting high. But if you get high off of somebody else's shit, you always got
to
keep coming back to them.
And
that's what
we're
trying to do, is to empower you to just,
that's how I've been feeling lately, because, like, when I first got into it, like last year or something like that, everything was booming, and it's like, I didn't, like, move on it, and it's like, now, it's kind of like, whenever I focus on it, it's like, it's kind of like a choice now. It's like, it's not coming to me. Like, it's not coming to me.
Because that's you told yourself for it not to come. This is all you.
Right.
It's not like somebody out there going, well, he blew it. It's like you telling yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like you telling yourself.
That's what I realized, like, when I focus on it, it'll come, like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I know it's coming, something like that. Okay. So it's like, man, I'm answering my own questions, man.
Good. We want you to answer your own question, and I'm glad that you got it. So peace and love to you. We're going to go to the next caller who don't.
Yeah. Love y'all. Love y'all. Peace.
Love
you, sir. All right, bro.
All right, bye-bye.
And let us know how it's going. Call back in, too. Peace and love.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, I do that.
Peace.
Peace.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. I don't know how many more minutes we got, but what the heck. We'll keep going. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from, I don't know where I left off. Let's just go here. 813, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Panic. I'm doing okay tonight, I guess.
Listen, we didn't even ask you. She said, I'm doing okay tonight. Who's on the line?
I was trying to get, this is Kia from Tampa.
Greetings, Kia.
Hey. I was really trying to get in last week. Some really profound stuff happened to me.
Wait. Were you on the phone for a whole week holding on?
No, I was trying to get in last week when Brother Bilal was on.
Oh, okay. All right, just checking.
I know, right? She said, but I've been online ever since last week. Okay, go ahead.
I've been wanting to ask this question about the Apollos anyway, so had some really profound stuff happen to me a couple weeks ago. I was, like, literally attacked by somebody who I thought was my friend. And
magically attacked, or somebody came
trying to figure out if it was magically, because the way it went down, I wrecked her car, and I don't have the money to pay for her, and she's really upset about it.
Oh, that ain't magic. That's some real stuff.
But the magical part about it is on the last confrontation we had, she like literally parked at the corner. I think somebody called her and told her. I walked to the store, and on my way back to the store, I was like kind of ambushed, and she just swung on me. And I was trying to fight back, and I couldn't move. Like, I couldn't lift my arms. Like, I was, like, totally depleted of my energy. And I couldn't do nothing but, like, just ball up and take it. And I just really basically don't understand what the hell happened. Because I'm not a scary person.
That's called an ass whipping.
Here's something
somebody doesn't have the energy to defend themselves, I mean, that's just crazy.
But guess what? Can I tell you something? You kind of answered your own question. I just want to jump in here real quick. You answered your own question when you came on. You said, I wrecked her car, and I don't have the money to pay for it. You know, in the streets, they have this rule. You either give me my money or I take it out your ass. You live by that, too. So in your mind, you said, I wrecked her car. So you're admitting you did something wrong. This is your mind. Look at your words. And you don't have the money to pay for it. So what froze you was yourself, because you felt like on some levels you deserve this ass.
Some level fighting her back is unjustified.
Yes, it's unjustified for you to hit her back. So was it magical? Very magical. Do I think you should have handled it a different way? Yeah. But at least she got her money back. Did she really get you?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she kind of got her money back. It's unfortunate, you know, that it happened. I don't promote violence. Not me, Miss Blue.
I don't either. My whole thing is, I was just like, I'm still to this day totally mortified by it. And I remember a past show where Panic was saying, I don't remember if he was talking about Paulo, Mayombe, or whatever. But I've been looking for the show that I've downloaded down there every show. And I've been looking for the shows. And I had this dream where I was holding an onion, and I just kept seeing red and black, red and black, red and black.
I know what that is.
Coming to me. Somebody's been trying to tell me something. And when I finally found Carlos Montenegro's book on Scribd, because I'm having money issues as well, when I finally found his book, so I try to find free alternatives to get these books that y'all be, you know, from the book list and stuff like that. And I looked up one of the in the back of the book, he had spells for, like, and another thing, San Simone's been popping out at me. It's popping out at me. Like for 2 weeks, popping out at me.
I don't want us to get cut on. Yeah,
the initiation for San Simone, and he's like for justice or whatever. And come to find out, I don't think it was for San Simone. I can't remember. I had this dream that I was holding an onion and like fluffing out the layers, and I kept kept flashing red and black. And I had another dream where I was walking through this motor oil with a whole bunch of yellow flowers through it, barefoot. And I was like, when I found that initiation or spell, whatever it was, I could not believe the list of things to get was a white onion. And I'm like, something has been trying to tell me something. But my whole thing is, I will tell you something.
When I got with the powers, what they said to me, if you get any of that shit on the list, we ain't fucking with you.
Right.
That's for initiates. You supposed to, nobody would even know what the fuck that book was until I told them what it was.
Yes.
And one of the keys to that book is all you need is them 11 deities in the back, them signatures in the back. Get with them and that'll talk to you. An onion actually cleans your area.
Yeah.
What you need to do is get an onion, cut it, and do what you've seen in the dream. Put in, oh, I just fucking remembered. I had a dream that the spirit told me this shit. It sounds corny, but we need to do it. I wish I had talked about this earlier in the night, but you'll hear this. I'll talk about it again. In the dream, I was on the remix talking to you, feeling the energy like, this is some bullshit. He said, in this 2012, any issue that we have, we need to, with our minds, just put it on fire to get rid of it.
Yes, this
I'm
is
like,
the
well, I said, well, what? You know, that's kind of normal. Even Azariah had what they had, the purple flame. He used to use the purple flame to get rid of shit. He said, no, it's not that. Regular fire. Put shit on fire. I meant to say this shit earlier. I said, in the dream, it was so lucid, and I was sitting right where I'm sitting now.
Right.
I never feel anxiety here, but feeling as if it was anxiety because I'm telling something that probably sounds too easy. You get what I'm saying? Deep in visualization, this will work now. Whatever you're doing, put it on fire. I need us to do it to that goddamn Trayvon killer nigga. He is Zimmerman. He is absolutely positively fucked up right now. We have fucked him up. He did an interview. This faggot motherfucker has dug himself even deeper in the goddamn hole in this interview.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all Remix fam. We are tearing his ass up. Carry on.
Yeah.
Now, that onion, I'm talking about, you take an onion, cut it in half, leave it in your room, it soaks up negative vibrations in your house. You need to do that in real life. You get what I'm saying? You need to do that in real life.
Go ahead, Panic.
I was
going
to say, in that book, it tells you about the colors of each deity. You need to see which one is red and black. And you need to see which one, and they'll tell you about their collars. See which one is red and black. You got to understand, you got to listen to code words. The power of those necklaces you wear, collars. They're telling you, if you're going to be a dog, we're going to treat you like a dog.
That's right.
Put on your collar. You do that initiation shit, you're going to see much more ass whippings come your way. What you want to do is empower yourself with them. And that means you need to create an equal relationship with them. You need to get with their six sigils, those signs in the back, and get to work. What you see in your dream is telling you how to handle what's going on, what you need in your house. It's got nothing to do with no initiation.
No.
Go get a fucking onion and do what you see in your dreams and watch your house go to the next level. You know what I'm saying?
Red
and black and deal with them.
Yeah, I will say this. I remember one time, and I panic. You remember I told you about this. I had a fight once, and I think it was with Obatala, and he was in a black and red jumpsuit or sweatsuit outside the window. But yeah, definitely you want to look that up. But I just want to tell you.
I think that was a leg by color.
Yeah, it was a leg by.
Black and red.
Yeah, it was a leg by.
Black and red.
Yeah,
it's black and red. Obatala is white, and for a long time, a leg by who sits at that gateway. Seen our rise and didn't want to give it up. So each time, especially when you're in your rise, a lot of people get attacked by the Orishas.
Mm-hmm. And that was in the very beginning of my consciousness. But I want to tell you about your dream real quick, some things to look at. Yeah, that onion, that's very powerful. But I want to tell you, the color yellow, you seeing, and I want you to think about this situation and what your intention is to do this. Protect yourself. I say do that 100%. Protect yourself. You want to do that. Here's the other thing. That yellow is also showing the color of the coward. You understand? The color of the coward. The onion is there to tell you you need to cleanse yourself of that energy so you don't try to come back like the coward. I'm not saying that's what you're doing, but here, come back the coward. Yes, you're embarrassed. She beat you up. This was very unfortunate. You wrecked her car. If there's a way that you guys could reconcile this, then that would have been different. But trying to use something magical for something you don't believe is not going to work for you. So I'm not going to mix the sugar with the shit here for you, because in your mind you still feel you were wrong, but you think she's wrong for fighting you, which she is. But make your grievance on where you really stand with this. Otherwise, this energy is just going to carry with you. Use the onion to cleanse your energy. Know that yellow was there to remind you, the flower, to hold the flower. Don't be the coward. Don't try to take the coward way out. Don't try to get someone else to fight this for you. Now, maybe you want to take protection with you, and you can do that using many of the template energies. But this is really about you not trying to take the coward way. Here's what I see for you. I see there is a group of your friends who have sided with her, and that's what you're most hurt by. Mm. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's what it is. So here's what you got to do. Sit down, really kind of look at the situation, because you really haven't. Don't worry about what they're saying. You understand? Know what you know the truth to be, because you really didn't go to her the way you should have went to her in the beginning, and that's what caused the spark. That's what caused the spark. But see, I know you because I did a reading for you, so I remember your energy. And you're a badass. You go for bad. So she came at you like somebody who goes for bad. You prepare for a fight for somebody you think is going to take your ass out. So she came to you for the badass you are, and you wasn't able to deliver. So that's why you're really getting yourself to the point where you feel like you were a coward. You wasn't really a coward here, but in your mind, you really believed that you did what you did was wrong. Accidents can happen to anybody. Nobody is above that. It's not about the fall. It's about how you got up. So use this as a lesson for you going forward. How you handle this after the accident is what she's pissed about. She ain't pissed about the car. She's pissed about how you handled it. And so she came back at you because you go for a badass. So she came back at you as a badass. So, you know, here, you're a very smart sister, very intuitive sister. Use that energy. Use it, because that's what's going to win the war here. Not these little battles that you're trying to win. Win the war, and don't start playing games with how you're going to use some spiritual attack to fuck them up. Don't do that.
Let me say this, too. See, this is all the scrib and free shit. You need to listen to what I say about this. If you were to deal with the Apollos, you won't, instead of handling these earthly situations later, you'll find that you don't get into these situations. You need to be doing, the real protection is doing things where you find yourself not into these goddamn mundane situations.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying? Not, you start handling spiritually when you're doing your regular earthly shit. You get what I'm saying? You know, something happens on earth and you use the Apollos to get it done. What you want to do is be able to connect with the Apollo energy, so they are looking 10 steps ahead of you and you're being guided by your spirit to go wherever it is your spirit is telling you to go, because it is totally looking out for you. You don't find yourself in these situations. You know what I mean? So we need to upgrade while we're using these things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so true.
Upgrade while we're using these things. You're not using these things to get some, like Blue was saying, vengeance. And everything she said, you need to listen to what Blue got finished saying. And she just dropped a fucking bomb.
That's basically what I had wanted, because I really been struggling with this, because deep down inside, I totally agree with y'all. And yeah. I guess in so many words, I just needed to hear it, because I'm struggling with with retribution and just letting mm-hmm. shit go and just keep on
right.
doing what I got to
right.
do.
Right,
yeah.
right. I mean, I know it's a hard nugget to swallow. I wouldn't be easy
yeah.
to stomp me out if you go, yeah. well, I got the spiritual lesson. No, I'm
right.
coming back. I'm coming back
right.
at a dark night. You know what I'm saying?
12
niggas
right.
in the movie
yeah.
theater got to go. But that's the whole point and the whole understanding of being getting into this spiritual stuff.
Yes.
To avoid that old regular street shit that happens.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And so now, yeah, you get to use this as a marker for yourself. You know, some energy you want to get with is definitely going to be the energy of Osiris. That's really what comes up for you. Really kind of use that. That's about sacred words. It's about knowledge. It's what Brother Panic talked about early in the show, the magician. You understand, not for pulling tricks, for doing real magic, you know, understanding
right.
your purpose and where you want to be. Focus on that. This is a time for you to be the new beginner. You're in another cycle with this. Don't worry about those group of friends, whoever sided with whoever. I mean, because at the end of the day, y'all did a lot of shit to each other. So wrecking this car was not really a big thing. It was more about because of your position and how you held that position. So it's time for you to really just look within yourself, you know, take some time to kind of go within yourself and focus this energy on what you do want to bring out within yourself, those attributes. And go for it.
Can I share something with you, please?
Yes.
My whole mantra for the past, I don't know, maybe like 6 years have been, I don't live like that no more.
But
I
guess
don't
what?
Live like that
guess
no more,
what?
No more.
When you say I don't live like that no more, it implies that you just left that place. So you really are taking yourself in the circle jerk. Affirm what you want and not the
right.
path.
Say,
affirm
say,
what
say,
you want.
Yeah, your mantra should be, I live like this.
This,
and then,
that's right. And then affirm
you know
it. You can't say, I don't live like that no more, because that means a second ago I was there. So affirm
right.
what you are. This is what I am. I am a peaceful,
I'm a loving sister. But two, also, you got to look at all the negative words you said. You said, don't.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Was no. I don't live like this no more.
No more.
Don't
That's
anymore.
Right.
Whenever you do a mantra, you don't use any negative words. So
yes.
Now I don't live like this no more, but I do like live like this now. You get
right.
what I'm saying?
You affirm it as it is real at this moment. I am the genie. Not I am going to be the genie. Not I was the witch, now I am the genie. You have to affirm what it is. So however that is, I live very peaceful and lovingly. I am protected on all levels. I am. That's why the I am that I am, affirming being present in the moment, because really the past, the present, and the future all exist at the same time. So claim it now. Live it now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week. Don't say that you don't do it anymore. Just tell us what you want to do now. Energy goes where thought flows. So focus on what you want at this moment as far as the attributes within yourself that you want to bring out. So bring the light side out. The dark side has been there. Bring the light side out now. Now it's time for you to really come into the light. So, you know, you can email me. You know that. Always do that. You can do that. I'll be doing SOFA readings on Sunday night after the show. But very powerful transformation for you. Oh, Brother Panic, call drop. Oh, no. Brother Panic called.
Oh, man.
He's on speakerphone, so he can hear you. Yes, and we're about to get off in 2 seconds. So they can hear you, too, because I have you on the speaker.
Thank you, Ms. Lou. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Brother Panic. I was really struggling with that. And everything that y'all told me, it was in my spirit. But like I said, I was struggling with it, and I just needed to hear it.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, I'm so glad you called in. Brother Panic sends his love. We're going to get ready to get out of here because, you know, it's a busy weekend. I wish you nothing but love, but take this time. Be the new beginner. Love yourself, heal yourself, and affirm what you got going on right now. Change those thoughts. Let the negative ones go. Like Brother Panic tells you, burn it. You know how I always say, take pen to paper, write it down. Put all those negative thoughts out. I did a ritual on the Know Your Magic line. You can call that number where you take the white piece of paper and take it out and then burn it afterwards. So do that. Get rid of those thoughts and get back into your rightful self, the goddess that you are. So peace and love to you, and I'm so glad you called in tonight.
Peace and love.
All right. All right, you guys. That's going to do it for us. We're going to get out of here. Don't forget, email Brother Panic at AlanaLectures@Hotmail.com. You want to come to the show. You want to see Brother Wayne Chandler. He's going to be there on Sunday night, starting around 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you connect with Brother Panic. You can email him for Panic Packs, Bass, and much more, classes, everything, at panic@hotmail.com. So reach out to Brother Panic. You know how to reach him, Facebook, YouTube, Occult Lectures on YouTube. You can reach out to him. But definitely know that Sunday night we're not going to be doing a remix at the normal time, because I'm going to be checking out the lecture, and you too should check out the lecture. And then we'll be doing another, it's the second time ever I've done it, soulful readings at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure to download. If you like the show, you guys know how to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Go hit me up on Facebook, leave a comment, leave a note, and don't forget to download. So much love, warm spirit, peace and love to everybody out there. It's been a great share, wonderful, always great having Brother Panic in the house, as well as you guys here on The Remix. So peace and love, family, peace. See you guys on Sunday night. Peace and love. So this is the part that we say goodbye. This is the part that we part our ways. And you guys go do what y'all are doing. And there's so many of y'all still up. Like, oh, my goodness. I'll see you guys on Facebook. Peace and love. All right. Peace. All right. Peace.